This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo App Bimbos in Paradise. Chapter 05: The Pregnant and Horny Wife Checks In. Thomas Kincaid. I love staying at the Bimbo Paradise Inn. The perfect place to enjoy Hawaii. I smiled at the airhead lifeguard at the inn's pool. She was a busted blonde and tan woman who had a red, one-piece swimsuit painted on her. It hid nothing, leaving her nipples hard and bare, and the folds of her pussy exposed. My cum dripped across her face. She had just given me a titty fuck. Like the slutty maid who checked me on or the wanton concierge at the front desk, she was just eager to please me. It was so insane that this place was full of hot bimbos wanting to fuck. Let's take you care of your hard yawn so you can swim me safely. The bimbo lifeguard squealed, her huge tits jiggling. She licked her lips and spun around. She was on her hands and knees, her perky ass covered in the red paint, and that shaved cunt. She had painted her vulva and pussy lips in the red. She dripped though. My cock was so hard as I slid off the chaise lounge. I came out here naked, eager to enjoy sorts of delights. I gripped her hips and guided my cock right to her pussy lips. I did not think I would get treatment like this, but I was glad for it. Worth the money to stay here. I nuzzled my dick into her pussy lips, parting those red-painted folds to find her wet, pink depths that I thrust into her. Yesy yes, guesty poo! She moaned as my cock slammed to the hilt in her. She tossed her head, her blonde ponytail flying. Fucky my cundy hole and dumpy all your cummies in me! Let's take you care of that hard yawn!
Yay!
Yes!
I growled and gripped her hips. The latex body paint felt so smooth. Such a different texture from skin.
I'm going to dump my load in your slutty cunt, you fucking airhead! I'm airheady dummy bimboy slut and lovey dovey it, guesty poo.
She moaned as I drew back my cocks, savoring her hot pussy squeezing about me. She felt so glorious around my cock. She massaged me with that hot snatch. I ran back into her twat, burying deep and hard into her cunt. Her moans echoed through the pool area, the sun warm on my back. It was so great to fuck her. I pumped away at her cunt. Her pussy squeezed down around me. She was just a complete slut. It was fabulous to pound her twat like this. I fucked her with force. I buried into her cunt with hard strokes, reveling in her pussy clamping down on me.
Goddamn, you're a fucking whore!
I groaned, her red-painted ass jiggling as I fucked her.
Yuppie, I am, guesty poo!
She moaned, her pussy clamping down on my cock.
A fucking whore that you're fucking!
Yay!
I lovey-dovey your goody dick in me! Ooh, just churny up my cunty hole and make me bursty in joy! Shit!
I grunted, savoring her babble. I slammed into her cunt. I pounded that whore with all that I had. It was glorious. She whimpered and moaned. I seized her blonde pigtail. I held her tight as I fucked her cunt. I pounded her snatch with all that I had. It was so good to bury into her cunt with stroke after stroke. I plowed into her cunt with passion. And why nuts slapped into her clit. The pressure in my balls grew with each thrust. I pounded her cunt with all that I had. I loved every second of fucking the airhead. She gasped and moaned with my every plunge into her hot twat.
Ooh, just churning me up and making me come. I'll make you cummy too.
Yesy yes.
You fucking will, whore.
I snarled, pounding her cunt. Her butt cheeks jiggled. I gripped her ponytail, holding tight to her.
Fuck!
I hammered her cunt with all that I had. It was so good to bury into her again and again. I loved every second of plowing into her snatch. She squeezed down on me with that hot twat. It was glorious to bury into her. She wiggled her hips. She stirred her cunt around my dick in this marvelous way. I loved every last second of that heat around me. I grunted, thrusting away at her. I plunged my dick into her twat over and over again.
Yes, yes, yes!
I moaned, fucking her hard and fast. I loved this heat. It was so amazing to plow to the hilt in her. I slammed into her snatch. I fucked her cunt.
Shit, that's good. That's so good. You got a tight cunt. Thank you.
She whimpered.
Your biggie cock is all going inny and outy of my pussy.
Ooh, that's it.
Yay.
Her cunt went wild around my dick. She convulsed, spasming around me. It was such a glorious moment to have her twat writhing around me. I groaned, loving how she suckled at me. The pressure at the tip of my dick hurtled toward the breaking point. I buried into her cunt and erupted. I spurted my cum into her cunt. I flooded her snatch with my jizz. The ecstasy swept through me. I grunted with each blast of spunk that flooded out of me. It was so good. Just a glorious moment.
Her cunt writhed around my dick. She suckled at me as I dumped my load in her. I gripped her ponytail. I loved how her snatch rippled around me. It was so good. It was just so wonderful to have that snatch convulsing about me. I snarled as I filled her cunt to the brim. Fucking whore! I moaned.
Yay!
She squealed, her pussy rippling around me. Give me all your cummies in my pussy! I did. I gave her all my spunk. I unloaded in her cunt. It was just so good to dump blast after blast of jizz into her snatch. I filled her up with all that I had. It was amazing to do that. I was so glad to explode into her cunt over and over again. Shit! I groaned as she milked me dry. Ooh, ooh, now you can go swimmy since you're not hardy any longer. She moaned and crawled off me. I'm such a goody lifeguard. Yippee. Yes, you fucking are. I panted. God, I love this place. Now I can swim. She's so happy for that. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I loved owning my inn. It had so many perks. Like fucking the wives of the men who checked in. I got to cuckold them all. And today, a pregnant woman had walked with her husband. Her belly was so round, thrusting against the flowery dress she wore. It was low-cut to show off her nice tits. Her husband was checking in with Ayalana, my bimbo concierge. So what's your name? I asked the woman, smiling at her. I had just fucked Brittany, my new bimbo lifeguard, and now I wanted more.
Oh, Shelley,
she said.
Shelley Dale.
Well, Mrs. Dale,
I said, glancing back at her husband who was staring at Ayalana's impressive cleavage. My bimbo concierge wore a corset that lifted her breasts into a pair of lush mounds, her tie falling into her wonderful cleavage.
I bet your breasts are sore. I hear it helps a pregnant woman to have them massaged. I can do that for you. I'm an expert.
Her eyes flicked me up and down. A smile spread on her lips. This resort had an effect on women. They just wanted me. I wasn't about to complain as she nodded and purred.
I really could use that. It was a long flight, and they are sore.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
I said and moved behind her. I unzipped her flowery dress, exposing the back of the gray bra she wore beneath. I pulled it off her and reveled her plump rump clad in gray panties. She had gorgeous legs. I unhooked her bra strap.
Let's get started.
I moved around before her, setting her dress on a nearby chair, and pulled her bra off. Her pale breasts came into view. They were just such lovely mounds. Just glorious to witness. Round and perky with fat dark pink nipples. Her belly swelled beneath her. A fertile curve that made my cock hard. Her husband had bred her, but now I was going to enjoy her. I slid my hands up her belly to her boobs. I cupped those round mounds. They were D's on the verge of double D's. They probably would be there by the time she had her baby. I squeezed her breasts.
Mmm.
Sighed Mrs. Dale, squeezing shut her green eyes. Her red hair swayed around her shoulders.
Oh, that's good, Ken.
I smiled at her and massaged her nipples. I glanced over at her husband. He was finishing checking out while staring at Ayalana's tits. She would take care of him. I just had to enjoy his wife. I would make Mrs. Dale squeal on my cock. It would be so glorious that I needed those lovely mounds with my brown hands. Her pale mounds were such a delight to play with. She shuddered as my thumbs rubbed over her nipples. I massaged those hard nubs. I pressed them into her areolas. She whimpered as I did that. Her body swayed. She wiggled her hips from side to side as I did that. I smiled at her as she whimpered. She purred her delight as I gripped her tits. I leaned over and nuzzled my lips against one fat nub that I suckled.
Ken!
She gasped as I did that. It was so wonderful to suckle on her nipple. I loved dancing my tongue around her. She whimpered, her head tossing from side to side as I nursed on her. It was so much fun to love the married woman's nipple.
Oh, Ken!
She moaned.
Oh, that's what I need!
She slid her fingers through my black hair. She whimpered in delight as I loved her nub. It was so much fun to suckle on her like that. I was glad to make her feel good. I wanted to devour her. To make her just come so hard.
Now let me just suck your cock, Mr. Dale.
Cooed Ayalana.
Oh God, she's really doing that to my husband.
Whimpered Mrs. Dale.
What is going on?
I popped my mouth off her nipple and said,
Welcome to the Bimbo Paradise Inn, Mrs. Dale.
I dropped to the floor, my hands sliding over her pregnant belly. Her gray panties were beneath, riding low on her hips because of the curve of her belly. A damp spot darkened the center of her gusset. The tart aroma of her pussy bled through. I drew down her panties, savoring the flavor of her cunt. She stared down at me, her eyes so wide as I worked. I winked at her as I pulled her panties down her pale thighs. I drew them past her knees and down to her ankles. I worked the cloth over her right foot clad in a sandal. I nuzzled my face between the pregnant white woman's thighs. Her belly hid her face. The tart aroma of her pussy drew me on. She had a trimmed bush of red hair covering her bread depths. I nuzzled into it and licked at her married cunt.
Oh yes!
She moaned.
Oh my God, this inn!
Mmm.
I groaned into her pussy, savoring eating her bread twat. It was so delicious devouring a pregnant wife's snatch.
Rick's getting his dick sucked by that trollop, and you're... Oh my God, I just want to be your whore.
She squeaked at those words and, from how her arms moved, clapped her hands over her mouth.
Mmm, I'm going to take care of you while you're here, Mrs. Dale.
I moaned and thrust my tongue into her pussy. She whimpered as I did that. I swirled my tongue around in her cunt. I savored dancing my tongue around in her cunt. She had such a delicious tasting pussy. I savored every moment of feasting on her. I danced my tongue around in her. She gasped as I did that. She trembled, grinding her hot pussy on my face. It was so wonderful to have her doing that. She smeared that hot flesh on me. It was so good to have her do that. I loved how she tasted. That tart twat was so delicious that I plunged my tongue into her pregnant depths, my hands kneading her butt cheeks. Her swollen belly quivered above me. I loved staring at the fertile curve of her stomach. It was so hot as I devoured her cunt. I swirled around in her.
Oh, Ken, yes.
She moaned.
Oh my, that's incredible. You're driving me wild. You know how to eat a woman's pussy. I'm here to make sure your stay is as pleasurable as possible.
I growled.
Yes, yes, yes.
She moaned as I plunged my tongue into her cunt.
I can tell. Oh wow, that's so good. That's amazing. I love this.
He husband groaned in the background as I feasted on her pussy. I love this. I lapped at her folds. She tasted so good. Just so delicious. It was so wonderful to feast on her cunt. To strike my tongue through her folds. She trembled, grinding her cunt down on my face. It was so good to have her do that. I loved how I licked at her. I loved tonguing her. It was so good to do that. My fingers kneaded her rump. She gasped, her pregnant belly jiggling over me.
Ken!
She moaned.
Oh, you're so good at that.
I stroked my tongue to her clit and danced over the pregnant woman's bud. I loved how she gasped as I did that. I savored the way she squealed. It was so good to do this to her. I wanted to make her cry out in ecstasy. I loved every last second of this delight. It was so good to do this to her. I was so glad to dance my tongue around in her snatch and stroke over her buds. Her pregnant belly jiggled as I feasted on her bread cunt.
Oh, Ken, I'm going to come.
She moaned.
Oh, yes, yes, you're just so good at eating pussy.
I.
Yes.
Her pussy juices gushed out and bathed my mouth. I loved the tart flavor of her cunt. She tasted so good. I licked at her. I tongued her twat with passion, my dick throbbing so hard for her. I wanted to just ram into her cunt. I wanted to fuck her hard and fast. I licked at her with all that I had. I tongued her cunt with force as she ground her furred muff on my lips. I loved how her pregnant belly heaved over my head. She held her stomach, her fingernails painted pink.
That's amazing!
She moaned.
Oh yes, yes, Ken!
I stroked my tongue through her folds, feeling so good. I rose, my cock so hard. She panted as she swayed there. I cupped her face and kissed the married woman. She moaned, her mouth melting into mine. She tasted her own pussy juices on my mouth.
Honey!
Groaned her husband.
Oh shit, that's... Ayalana!
As he dumped his load into Ayalana's mouth, I kissed Mrs. Dale. I had to fuck her. I had to slide my dick into her bread pussy. She whimpered into my lips, shuddering. I slid my hands down, brushing her breasts before stroking over her pregnant curve. I broke the kiss and turned her around. She gasped as she grabbed the armrests of the chair and bent over. She thrust out her rump at me. Her gray panties shifted about her left ankle as she wiggled her ass at me.
Fuck me!
Mrs. Dale moaned.
Please, please, fuck me!
I gripped her hips and nuzzled my dick into the folds of her pussy. Her curls tickled my dick. A big smile spread on my lips at that wonderful sensation. I thrust into her cunt and groaned in delight at being in her married depths.
Oh, Ken!
She moaned.
Oh my god!
Shelley! Her husband groaned.
You're being fucked by the innkeeper's big dick!
She moaned.
Oh yes, yes, this is what my pussy needs. A big, island cock fucking me. Oh my god, just enjoy that whore, honey, and let me get fucked.
Oh okay. He said.
Yesy yes, you can fucky my pussy and cummy in me.
Ayalana squealed that I just savored being in Mrs. Dale's married and bred pussy. Her silky twat squeezed around me. Her head tossed, her red hair dancing. I slid my hands around her waist and stroked over her pregnant belly. It was so delicious to hold her. She had a new life growing in her. Motherhood in action. Her pussy clamped down on me as I drew back my cock. I groaned as the white woman massaged me with her silky pussy. She felt incredible around me. I thrust back into her cunt. I buried to the hilt in her snatch. I loved how she massaged my dick with her pregnant snatch. Her butt cheeks jiggled as I buried into her. My nuts slapped into her bush as I fucked her. I massaged her pregnant belly, enjoying the swollen curves. Her moans echoed through the lobby of Mayan as I fucked her. I loved the bimbo app. Her pussy clamped down on my dick. She massaged me with that hot snatch. I buried into her again and again, enjoying every second of her pregnant passion around my cock. She moaned, her passion such a delight to hear.
Yes, yes, fuck me with that big dick.
She moaned.
Oh, you're such a sexy man, Ken. Ooh, yes, yes, churn me up.
Gladly, Mrs. Dale. I groaned.
We care about satiating our guests here at the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I can tell.
She whimpered, my hands stroking over her pregnant belly.
Oh, that's good. That's just amazing.
Yes, yes, churn me up. I thrust into her cunt over and over again. I fucked her with force. I pounded her cunt with all that I had. I wanted to make her just explode. It felt so good to do this to her. To ram into her cunt. She gripped me with that hot snatch. Her pussy felt so amazing around my dick. She massaged me with that hot twat. I loved every second of it. I plundered her cunt as she wiggled her hips from side to side. She stirred me up as I fucked her hard and fast. I loved it. I savored that amazing cunt around my dick. She gripped me with that hot flesh. I loved it so much. She whimpered and moaned as I fucked her. I pounded her cunt with all that I had. It was so good to do that. I loved how she gripped me. How she massaged me. She wiggled her hips from side to side as I pounded her cunt. I fucked her hard and fast. I loved gripping her snatch like this. It was just fantastic to bury into her cunt with all my might.
Yes, yes, yes.
I whimpered.
Oh, that's so good. That's just wondrous.
Outstanding.
Mrs. Dale. Oh my fucking god.
She gasped, her husband moaning in the background as he fucked Ayelana. I pounded her cunt with all that I had. Her silky flesh brought me closer and closer to coming in her married cunt. I held her pregnant belly as I pounded her. I fucked the redhead hard. She gripped me with her bread snatch. Her hips wiggled, stirring her hot twat around my dick. I loved it. I savored every last second of fucking her cunt. I hurtled closer and closer to dumping my load into her. She gripped me, holding me so tight.
I'm going to come on that huge dick.
She moaned.
Oh yes, yes, you're such a hot island stud.
Yes. Her bread pussy went wild around my dick. I groaned as I plunged into her married snatch. She writhed around me, suckling at me. My nuts tightened with the need to dump my cum into her pussy. I wanted to flood her with all that I had. I plowed to the hilt in her snatch.
Shit!
I growled and erupted. I pumped my cum into her pussy. I spurted blast after blast of my spunk into her snatch. Her flesh rippled around me. It was such a wonderful moment to enjoy. I savored it immensely. I loved how her cunt convulsed around me. It was just fabulous.
Oh yes, yes, fill me up with your seed!
She moaned.
I need this!
Her pussy suckled at me. She milked my dick. It was fabulous to dump everything that I had into her cunt. I loved every last second of that. It was just an amazing moment. I filled her up with spunk. She milked my cock dry. I grunted as each blast of jizz flooded her cunt. Her flesh writhed around me as my nuts emptied themselves in her. I held her pregnant belly as I erupted for the last time into her bread depths. I filled her up with all my passion. I spotted Asuka nearby. The new maid was smiling. An idea popped into my mind. Mrs. Dale whimpered, her cunt spasms slowing around my dick. The nubile Asuka wiggled her hips and licked her lips. She wore her slutty, French maid's uniform.
Asuka, lie on your back so Mrs. Dale can sit on your face.
I said.
She needs to have you lick your cunt clean.
Yes, sir, Mystery Ken.
Asuka said and laid down on the floor. Mr. Dale pulled out of Ayelana's pussy and watched us. I slid out of his wife's cunt. She panted as I guided her to Asuka. Mr. Dale, his cock thrusting out before him, drifted closer. He watched as I grinned at him.
I'm going to fuck your wife in the ass.
I said. Feel free to fuck Asuka while I do that. She has a great pussy.
Yes, I do.
Whimpered Asuka as Mrs. Dale lowered herself, with my assistance, to straddle the slut's face.
Ooh, a creamy pie for me to eat.
Yay.
Oh my.
Mrs. Dale moaned as she sat on the bimbo's face.
Oh, she's just licking me with such enthusiasm. She's lapping out all your cum, Ken.
Yes, she is.
I said as I dropped down behind her.
She's a good bimbo slut. Such a goody slutty bimboy slut.
Cooed Ayelana, cum dripping out from beneath her very short skirt. She clapped her hands together and bounced up and down. She looked so happy there.
Shit.
Groaned Mr. Dale as he dropped down between Asuka's thighs. He stared at his pregnant wife as I came up and hugged her from behind.
You really fucked that guy. And it was amazing.
Mrs. Dale moaned.
He's going to fuck my ass and... Ooh, he's nuzzling into my butt crack. He's found my asshole. I love this inn. I am so glad to give you a warm welcome.
I said, my hands sliding around to hold her pregnant belly as I drilled my dick against her asshole.
Enjoy the maid, Mr. Dale, while I enjoy your wife. Yes, enjoy me with that big dick.
Mrs. Dale moaned with throaty delight. I drilled against her backdoor with my pussy-soaked dick. Her asshole stretched and stretched to take me. She gasped in delight as my cock drilled against her backdoor. She gasped as I popped into her. She whimpered in delight as I sank into her anal sheath with all that I had. It was so good to do that. She felt just amazing.
Oh, that's so good.
She whimpered.
Oh wow, that's amazing. I love it.
Me too.
Gasped Asuka.
Oh, guesty poo, I love your dick and my pussy. Fucky me so hard as I lick your wife's pussy clean of Mystery Ken's cum. Ooh, he has such yummy nummy jizzies.
Just the bestiest.
That's why I lovey-dovey him with all my heart. Love you too, Asuka.
I groaned, drilling my dick against Mrs. Dale's asshole. She whimpered as her anal ring widened and surrendered to me. I popped into her bowels. It was so good to sink into her hot flesh. I loved the way her asshole devoured my cock. She groaned as I penetrated to the hilt in her flesh. She squeezed her hot asshole down around my dick. It was fantastic to be in her like this. I savored the way she gripped my cock. She held me tight with that velvety flesh. It was so amazing to be in her bowels. To have sunk all the way into her flesh.
Oh yes.
She moaned, squirming on Asuka's face.
That's amazing. I love your dick and me, Ken. Ooh, just love it.
Shit.
Her husband groaned as he fucked Asuka's pussy.
Oh, that's good. That's so fucking good.
He pounded the bimbo maid as I enjoyed his wife's asshole around my dick. I gripped her swollen belly, stroking over her fertile curve as I drew back my dick. It was so fantastic to have her gripping me like that. I loved it. I slammed back into her bowels. I fucked to the hilt in her anal sheath. It was so good to do that. It was just an incredible rush to fuck into her anal sheath. It was fantastic. I loved it so much. It was outstanding. Just incredible. I plunged into her asshole. I buried deep and hard into her bowels. I slammed to the hilt in her as she moaned. Asuka feasted on her cunt. She licked all the cum out of the pregnant woman's snatch. It was so hot to imagine as I fucked her bowels.
Oh yes, Ken,
whimpered Mrs. Dale, her bowels squeezing about me.
Yes, your wife's got a tight asshole,
I growled, fucking her hard and fast. I rubbed her pregnant belly.
Just so fucking glorious to be in her anal sheath.
I wouldn't know, muttered her husband.
Ooh, ooh, you can fucking my asshole,
Ilana squealed.
Or mine. It's all ready for you,
Asuka gasped.
See, you don't need me for anal,
Mrs. Dale moaned.
Fuck those whores. Oh god, that big dick is driving me wild. I'm going to come on your cock, Ken.
Good, I growled as I pounded her anal sheath hard and fast. Her bowels gripped me. I loved the velvety clench around my dick. I churned her up with my hard strokes. I fucked her with everything that I had. It was so good to plunge into her asshole, hurtling toward that moment when I would come. She whimpered, her head tossing. I slid my hands up her pregnant belly to her plump breasts. I squeezed them and nuzzled into her neck. I kissed at the redhead skin. Her husband watched me, fucking one of my bimbo whores hard. Mrs. Dale turned her head and kissed me. I savored making out with her as her husband watched. I fucked her asshole, enjoying that delight he never had. It was remarkable to pound her while making out with her over her shoulder. I squeezed those tits, her asshole bringing me closer and closer to coming. She whimpered into my lips, her flesh massaging me. Her husband grunted, fucking Asuka so hard. He pounded the whore as she moaned into Mrs. Dale's snatch.
Ooh, ooh, that's so goody great,
whimpered Asuka. But there's no more cummies to enjoy.
Just yummy pussy creamies.
Yay.
Mrs. Dale broke the kiss and gasped.
Oh yes. That little slut is licking my clit. She's going to make me come, Rick.
Yes.
Her husband grunted.
That tight pussy. Holy shit. This is amazing.
So is your wife's asshole. I groaned, burying into her bowels while squeezing her tits. My fingers slid up to her nipples. I pinched them. She gasped, her asshole clamping down hard on my dick. My nuts lurched as I fucked into her bowels. She whimpered, her anal sheath bringing me to the edge. I had to burst in her.
Oh god, yes.
She howled and bucked on Asuka's face. Her hot bowels rippled around me. I loved the feel of her anal sheath washing around me. Stars flashed across my vision as the pleasure surged through me. I buried to the hilt in her bowels as she drowned Asuka with her pussy juices.
Fuck.
I snarled and erupted into the pregnant wife's asshole.
Oh yes, Ken, come in me.
She moaned, her bowels rippling around me.
Ooh, guesty poo, yay.
Squealed my naughty Asuka. She sounded like she was coming.
Fuck.
Snarled Mr. Dale as he buried into her and threw back his head. He dumped his load into my bimbo maid as I flooded his wife's asshole with my seed. I dumped my cum into the pregnant woman's asshole. I filled her up as she moaned. I gripped her boobs as she bounced on Asuka. That hot asshole convulsed around me. It was such a delicious treat. I pumped more and more of my spunk into her anal sheath. I loved every second of spurting my spunk into her asshole. I slid my hands down to her pregnant belly. I loved dumping my jizz into her as she whimpered. Her anal sheath milked me. Her husband grunted, dumping his load into Asuka's whorish cunt.
Oh damn,
groaned the husband. Purred the wife as I fired the last of my spunk into her bowels. I just panted and kissed at her shoulder. It felt so good. Her asshole rippled around me a few more times. She turned her head. Our lips met again. My tongue danced with Mrs. Dale's as her husband watched. She moaned her delight. I broke the kiss and pulled my cock out of her asshole.
I have work to do.
New bimbos to recruit.
Enjoy your stay.
Asuka will show you to your room and satiate you too in any way she can.
Yuppers.
Asuka moaned, her voice muffled by hot cunt. I helped the naked Mrs. Dale stand. She smiled from ear to ear. She was definitely going to love staying here. I hummed as I headed toward my office. Ilana stared at my cock. I bet she wanted to suckle on me, but I shook my head. I would have my new hire do that. I glanced back at Asuka fetching Mrs. Dale's clothing. The naked pregnant woman had a glow about her as she held her swollen belly. I couldn't wait to enjoy her again at the resort. I was so glad that I had built this place. I headed into my office. I glanced at the security camera. Brittany was up in the lifeguard stand playing with her pussy while a man was swimming. She had dried cum on her face. These HD security cameras had such vivid detail. I was glad she was doing her job. I sat in my chair and checked my phone. The notice from the Bimbo app read, "Do you wish to start interviewing candidates for the two open positions?" "Yes." "The next interviewee has arrived. Do you wish to interview her?" "If so, sit down on your chair and hit the interview candidate button." I was sitting.
Check.
So I tapped the interview candidate button. A moment later, a petite redhead walked in. She was barely legal, 18 or 19, with a bright smile on her face. She wore a pair of khaki pants and a blue polo that hugged her slender torso. When she smiled, dimples shone in her cheeks that were quite cute. "Hi, I'm Natalie," she said brightly as she handed me her resume. She went to sit, but I motioned her to stop. "I just have to take a picture for our records."
"Oh, you do?"
she said, suspicion flashing in her eyes as I held up my phone. "That's sort of weird." "Well, you look perfect to be a waitress here," I said. Text appeared on the screen. "Bimbify Natalie Carson and hire her for your resort?" Before I could hit the yes button, she said, "I have experience waiting tables." "Perfect," I said as I bimbified her. That suspicious look on her face vanished with her clothes. She stood there naked, her breasts little mounds. She had a trimmed bush like Mrs. Dale, though Natalie's red hair was a brighter hue. She was a gorgeous thing. Pale for someone who lived in Hawaii. I liked the freckles dusting her face and tits. "Ooh, ooh, yay." The bimbo squealed as my phone prompted, "Please select her role. Only waitress was available," which made the text beneath, "Hint, remember the interview and pick the role best suited for her," so hilarious. I selected waitress and hit yes to confirm. In a flash, she was in her new uniform. She had on a short, black skirt that barely covered her tight ass. Thigh-high stockings that glad her pale, slender thighs along with a nice pair of heels. Her white blouse molded to her tits and left her shoulders and arms bare, the fabric just sheer enough to let her pink nipples bleed through. Lastly, she had a black bow tie about her slender neck.
"That's great," I said.
"Welcome to the team, Natalie. You're a bimbo waitress.
Yippee-yay."
The petite redhead squealed as she bounced up and down. "I get to survey the guesty poos and make their dinnery meals so goody. And you get to suck my dick clean of Mrs. Dale's asshole," I said.
"Ooh, that sounds super awesomey, Mystery Ken."
She squealed and darted around the table. "I love you devy you so muchy much. I'm your bimboy slut for life."
"Yep,"
I said as she dropped down before me. Just like Mom and the airheads who worked for me. They all loved me. All were devoted to me. All worked for me for free. She opened her mouth wide and swallowed my cock. She worked her mouth up and down my dick as my phone beeped. I'd bet the other bimbo waitress I had to hire had arrived. I would let her chill out in the lobby as I enjoyed that hot mouth sucking on my dick. Ass to mouth was one of those joys I could have only imagined experiencing before I gained the app. Now I had this slut sucking on my cock with all her might. She nursed on me with such passion, her red hair swaying.
"That's it,"
I groaned, savoring that heat. She felt so good nursing on me. She worked her mouth up and down me.
"Damn, you know what you're doing."
She squealed around my dick while suckling so hard. It was just so good having her do that. I enjoyed every second of her mouth working up and down my dick. She felt so good at that. I shuddered, my heart pounding in my chest.
"That's it,"
I groaned.
"That's fucking it. Just like that. Damn, that's good.
That's so good." She moaned around my cock, her eyes staring up at me with such hunger in her eyes. She loved this immensely. She swirled her dick around my cock. Her hot mouth felt amazing nursing on me. I groaned, my nuts twitching.
"Fuck, fuck, fuck,"
I groaned.
"That's so good. That's so fucking good."
She whimpered around my dick as she polished me. My chair creaked. I closed my eyes and enjoyed the redhead's blowjob. Natalie worked that hot mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with all that she had. It was so great. I loved every second of her nursing on me like that. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled on me with all that she had. It was just an incredible moment to have her nursing on me with that hot mouth. She suckled on me with all that she had. I loved it. I loved it so much. It was just an incredible moment. I loved how she worked that hot mouth up and down my dick. She nursed on me with all that she had. It was just so fantastic. She buffed my dick clean. I hurtled toward that moment when I could come in her mouth. She suckled and slobbered on me, her green eyes staring up at me. Those freckled cheeks hollowed with the force of her suction. My nuts twitched. "You're going to get such a big mouthful of cum, slut," I groaned. She whimpered around my dick. She nursed with such force on me. I shuddered, savoring that delight. It was so good to have her blowing me like that. The pressure hurtled toward that moment when I would erupt.
"Yes, yes, yes,"
I groaned.
"Shit, that's good. That's so good. You're really going to make me pop."
She sucked with all her might. I could tell how much she hungered for my cum. She wanted it all spurting into her mouth. She swirled her tongue around my crown. I shuddered in the chair as the pressure burst in my nuts.
"Fuck,"
I howled as I came in her mouth. My cum spurted out of the tip of my dick and flooded Natalie's mouth. I shuddered, savoring the pleasure. My chair creaked from my shudders. I spurted again and again into her snatch. It was so wonderful to dump my load into her mouth. She gulped down my spunk. She swallowed it all down as I enjoyed every second of that ecstasy sweeping through me. It was just such an incredible rush to have all that passion surging through me. I grunted and groaned, spurting into her mouth over and over again.
"Shit, shit, shit,"
I groaned as I ran dry. I snagged up my phone as she kept sucking on my dick. "The next interviewee has arrived. Do you wish to interview her? If so, sit down on your chair and hit the interview candidate button." I hit the interview candidate button as that delicious mouth suckled on my cock. My office door opened and a Hawaiian chick walked in. She was in her late 20s, her breasts big and bouncing in her tight-fitting crop top. I could see a hint of her lacy bra. She had a nice pencil skirt. She was dressing to impress.
"Hi, I'm Kakalina, and I'm here to apply for the waitress job, she said. I work daycare, so I know how to handle demands and the pressure of needy customers.
Good enough, I said and aimed my phone at her, Natalie still sucking on my dick. Bimbify Kakalina Nolani and hire her for your resort? I hit the yes button. In a flash, she was naked. Her tits were large but firm with fat, brown nipples. She had a delicious landing strip of black hair leading to her shaved landing strip. She squealed in delight, so happy to join the team. I was happy to have her. Please select her role. Well, the only one was waitress. I rolled my eyes at what was on my screen. Hint, remember the interview and pick the role best suited for her, and selected waitress. I tapped yes to confirm. She had the same tight-fitting, white blouse that molded to her big tits. The hue of her golden brown flesh bled through the material. I loved the cute bow tie about her throat, too. She looked so perfect.
Natalie, on the desk, I said. Kakalina, come around here. I want you to fall to your knees and eat your fellow bimbo waitress's cunt. You two are going to be working together.
Yay, squealed Kakalina as she darted around my desk.
We'll be worky buddy sluts. Yippee.
Natalie gasped as she hopped up onto the desk and spread her legs, flashing that red furred muff of hers. I pushed back my chair so Kakalina could get in. She dropped to her knees, her skirt flaring up to flash her golden brown ass. She buried her face into Natalie's muff and started feasting. The red-headed bimbo waitress squealed out in delight, tossing her head. I smiled and slipped off the chair. I knelt behind Kakalina, my clean dick begging to fuck my newest bimbo. I flipped up her skirt and smiled at her dripping pussy. I nuzzled my dick into her snatch. I buried into her snatch.
Ooh, I love you so muchy much, Mystery Ken,
whimpered Kakalina as her hot pussy welcomed me home.
You belong in my pussy. I love your cock.
Me toos,
whimpered Natalie, her slender body shuddering.
Ooh, licky my pussy all goody like that.
Yay.
I smiled and gripped Kakalina's hips. I drew back my cock. She squeezed her cunt down around me. That felt just amazing. She massaged me with that hot flesh. It was just a delight to bury my cock into her pussy. It was just such a perfect delight to fuck her, another bimbo I owned. I was so glad for them all. I fucked her cunt hard. I pounded her snatch with all that I had. It was so good to bury into her cunt. I loved that joy. It was just outstanding to pound her as she feasted on Natalie.my nuts slapped into her shaved cunt.
Ooh, that's so goody great, whimpered Kakalina.
Yes, yes, fucky her, Mystery Ken, purred Natalie. She's all licking my pussy and making me feel so awesomey.
Good.
I growled and fucked into the slut's hot cunt again and again. Her pussy gripped me. Massaged me.
Fuck, I love owning this inn. I love you working at this inn,
whimpered Natalie.
Ooh, Kakalina, you are licking my cundy hole so goody good. It's so yummy and nummy and creamy and goody and yummy,
gasped Kakalina as I hammered her cunt. Her pussy gripped my dick. I loved feeling her twat around me. I slammed into her cunt with all that I had. I fucked her with force, savoring this delight. It was so good to bury into her again and again. She wiggled her hips back and forth. It was fantastic. Just a delight. I loved every last second of hammering her cunt like this. I pounded her pussy with all that I had. It was fabulous. She wiggled her hips back and forth, driving me wild. I loved it.
Shit.
I groaned.
That's it. That's so fucking it.
I slammed into Kakalina's pussy, my nuts drinking in the pleasure that flowed down my cock. The bimbo waitress's silky snatch massaged me. She moaned into Natalie's pussy. The freckled-faced redhead moaned her delight. It was so hot watching the pleasure crossing her face. She smiled at me, her dimples shining. I grinned back as I hammered Kakalina's pussy. The Hawaiian airhead moaned into Natalie's cunt, feasting on her.
Ooh, Kakalina, you awesome-y bimboy slut, gasped Natalie. I love you.
Yay.
The redhead bucked. Her freckled face twisted in delight as she climaxed on Kakalina's mouth. I loved the sight as I fucked the bimbo waitress's tight cunt. She gripped me with her hot flesh. I squeezed her tits through the thin top.
Ooh, Mystery Ken,
she gasped, her cunt clamping down on me.
Oh, yes, that's so goody great.
Her cunt went wild around my dick.
Fuck yes,
I snarled, pounding her spasming cunt. My nuts tightened as her hot flesh rippled around me. She moaned into Natalie's cunt. The petite bimbo whimpered, her face twisting in delight. I loved that hot flesh suckling at me. I buried to the hilt in the slut's cunt. I erupted. My cum spurted into her pussy. Her hot cunt writhed around me. I groaned, the pleasure sweeping through me. It was so delicious to fuck my bimbo waitress as she devoured my other bimbo waitress's furred muff. This was the life. I smiled from ear to ear. I dumped more and more of my cum into Kakalina's pussy. I filled her twat up with all that I had. It was just amazing to flood her cunt with so much spunk. The heat swept through me. I spurted over and over into her twat.
Yes.
I groaned, her pussy milking me.
You're flooding my pussy with all your goody cummies,
whimpered Kakalina.
Lucky ducky bimboy slutty,
moaned Natalie.
Ooh, that's so goody.
Yes,
I growled, spurting more of my spunk into Kakalina's cunt. I filled her to the brim with my spunk. I felt so damn good. I panted, the pleasure washing through me. Her hot pussy spasmed around me a few more times. I felt so good. I pulled my cock out of her cunt and rose.
Let's go to the kitchen so you can meet my mom, the bimbo cook. I said. You'll be working so closely with her.
Yay.
The two bimbos squealed that I put my cock away and led them out of my office. Ilana was getting fucked by a black guy that must be checking in.
Good, good, that was all three new rooms filled.
I hummed as I crossed the lobby and entered the restaurant. I led the two bimbos back to the kitchen. And why delicious mom was working only in her apron.
Chapter 06 Pregnant Wife Enjoys Bimbo Paradise.
Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn.
Mom, this is Natalie and Kakalina, I said, motioning to the two women in the sexy waitress outfits.
Short, black skirts that showed off their black, thigh-high stockings and white, transparent blouses that showed off their tits. While Natalie had small breasts, Kakalina was blessed with peaks that rivaled Mount Kilauea in their size and perfection.
They'll be working in the restaurant and with you.
Yay.
My bimbo mom squealed. She bounced in place, her boobs heaving behind the apron. That was all she wore as the cook for my inn. She was a bustin' MILF who loved me. Her black hair fell around her glossy face, her breasts swollen with her milk. She used it in her cooking.
Ooh, you just have to breasty feed from me.
She squealed, pushing her apron tight together so her golden brown titties popped out.
Just call me mommy like Mystery Keone does.
She was the only one who called me Keone. I went by Ken instead of my Hawaiian name. Mom grabbed both of the sluts and pulled their heads down. Their lips latched onto her nipples. They suckled from her. She held them to her tits and smiled from ear to ear as they breastfed from her. She was so happy as they enjoyed her delights. They suckled noisily from her. She groaned in delight as they did. She smiled at me as the waitress wiggled their hips. Their skirts rose to show off the bottom swell of their butt cheeks. They had been brainwashed to become utter sluts. It was amazing the power the Bimbo app gave. Just so exotic. It made my cock hard. I flipped up Natalie's skirt and exposed all of the redhead's butt cheeks. I pressed my golden brown cock between her cheeks. It was fun fucking a white bitch. I had always enjoyed a Caucasian girl, though mom wanted me to marry a Hawaiian girl. Now mom was the closest thing I had to a wife. I was glad she was in the kitchen. She couldn't interact with guests like the bimbo concierge, bimbo lifeguard, bimbo maids, or the bimbo waitresses. I didn't want to share her with the guests. She was all mine. I pressed my cock against Natalie's asshole and drilled against her flesh. She moaned as I did that around my mom's nipple. The bimbo waitress's anal ring stretched and stretched before my cock. She surrendered to me. I popped into her bowels. She squealed in delight as I filled her up. It was just so good to sink into her anal sheath. I loved the way she felt around my cock as I ventured deep into her bowels, savoring sinking into my bimbo's asshole.
Damn.
I groaned.
Yes, yes, fucky her asshole, Mystery Keone.
Mom said, smiling at me as the two bimbo waitresses nursed at her.
Ooh, they're all suckling on me. That's so goody great.
Glad to hear it, Mom. I groaned, savoring being in Natalie's asshole. The white slut squeezed her bowels down around me as I pulled back.
Fuck, that's great.
Mom beamed up at me, such joy in her eyes. She was so happy for me. I loved that I fucked into my bimbo's velvety asshole. I loved burying into her flesh. I fucked her with hard strokes. I plowed deep and hard into her bowels. She felt so good around me. It was just so exciting to pound her bowels. My nuts slapped into her flesh. I enjoyed that sensation. It was a delicious treat to bury into Natalie's asshole. I fucked her with all that I had. I buried into her again and again. She whimpered, her bowels clamping down on me. I enjoyed that heat as I fucked into her anal sheath again and again. I slammed into her, enjoying every second of her velvety bowels around me. She massaged me with that heat. It was an exciting delight to enjoy.
Yes, yes, that's greedy good.
She moaned around mom's asshole.
Ooh, you're just doing all the goody thingies to me. All the naughty waddy happy stuffy things. Damn fucking straight.
I growled, fucking her hard.
Keep nursing from my mom. Yes, yes, I love you, dovey it.
Squealed mom.
Breasty feeding slutty girl sees is the bestest thingy in the world. Just as breasty feeding you is the bestiest bestie thingy a mommy bimbo can do. I love you being your mommy slut.
I love it too.
I growled, slamming into Natalie's asshole.
Damn, that's good. That's so good.
I hammered her asshole, rushing toward that amazing moment when I would come in her asshole. I would flood her with all my spunk. Just fill her asshole up with spurt after spurt of my cum. It would be so good. I loved how she squeezed her bowels around my dick. It was just an incredible moment to have her gripping my dick. I loved it. I loved it so much. She groaned, her bowels gripping my cock. She moaned as I fucked her asshole. I plunged into her bowels. I fucked her hard and fast. Her hips wiggled back and forth. She stirred her asshole around me. I slapped my hand down on Kakalina's ass. She squealed around my mother's nipple. The two bimbo waitresses nursed with such passion as I hurtled toward that moment when I would come in Natalie's asshole. She gripped me. Massaged me. It was a delight to feel her around me. She drove me toward erupting.
Fuck!
I buried into her asshole. She squealed in delight, her asshole convulsing around me. She gasped out in delight as she came. I savored her flesh rippling around me. She nursed at me with that hot anal sheath. I buried to the hilt in her bowels.
Shit!
I snarled and erupted. My cum spurted into her asshole. I flooded her with all that I had. It was so good to have all that delight rushing through me. Stars flashed across my vision. It was so good.
I pumped blast after blast of cum into her bowels.
"Oh, oh, mystery Ken,"
she moaned, her head tossing and red hair dancing. She milked my cock. It was amazing to dump all the cum I could into her bowels. It was just a fantastic rush. She worked out every last drop of spunk that I had. I groaned as she milked me. She trembled there while Mom beamed at me.
"Did you fill her up with your cummies?"
she asked.
"Yes,"
I grunted as I fired the last of my cum into her asshole.
"Filled her up. Goody for you, Mr. Keone,"
she purred.
"Now let me get you all nicey and cleany with a mommy titty fuck.
Yay."
I grinned at her as I moved to a seat in the kitchen. The two waitresses kissed each other, their lips melting together as my mom sauntered to me. She untied her apron behind her neck so it fell before her, completely freeing her big, soft tits. She had mammoth breasts. Just enormous ones. I smiled from ear to ear as she sank down before me. They bounced as she gripped her tits and piled them around my dick. She squeezed them tight and worked her boobs up and down my dick.
"Shit,"
I groaned as she buffed me clean with her tits.
"You're the best mom."
"I amy am," she said, grinning at me.
"Yepers, I am."
She smiled at me as she worked those buffing tits up and down my dick. She massaged me with them. I loved it immensely as she stroked me. It was just an incredible moment to feel her doing that. I loved it so much. I shuddered as she worked her breasts up and down my cock. It was just an incredible moment. I shuddered and loved how she massaged me. I groaned as the heat rushed through me. A big smile spread on my lips as I enjoyed every last second of her touch. She stroked me with such passion. She worked her boobs up and down my dick. I groaned as she did that.
"That's good,"
I moaned.
"Damn, that's so good."
She grinned at me, looking at once whorish and innocent. Almost virginal for a MILF. It was so deliciously wicked. Bimbos were so sexy. I groaned, my dick throbbing between her tits. I loved what she did to me. I savored how she worked up and down me. She drove me wild. I hurtled toward that moment when I would come on her face. I couldn't wait to do that. I wanted to jizz all over her features. She worked her boobs up and down my cock. She massaged me with all that she had, giggling as my crown popped out between her boobs on the downstroke. So cutie cute. She cooed and licked the crown of my dick. I groaned at that extra bit of sensation. Her tits already felt incredible, but her hot tongue swiping across the tip of my cock was incredible. Her tits engulfed the sensitive bit before sliding back down. She licked me again.
"Yes."
I groaned as I enjoyed her tongue washing over my cock.
"Oh damn, that's good."
She giggled again. Cutie cutie dicky cute. She laughed at me again and again. It was so good to feel her doing that. I loved it. My body shuddered at the way she caressed me. She drove me wild with her hot mouth. It was an incredible moment. Her tits were just as amazing. I would spurt my cum all over my mom's face. I would drench her with my passion. Just hose her down with all my spunk. That would be so much fun to do. I couldn't wait to hose her down with all that I had. Just shower her in my spunk.
"Mom,"
I groaned. "Are you gonna cummy on your mommy slut's face, Mystery Keone?" She purred, working her tits up and down me faster. Her soft mound squeezed about my cock.
"Huh. Huh.
Fuck yes." I snarled as she licked my crown again. The pressure in my nuts grew. Just a little bit more. She worked her tits up and down me as fast as she could, her tongue flicking across my crown. It was so good. I groaned at the pleasure she gave me. I hurtled toward that moment when I would come. It was just so delightful to have her stroking her tongue over my tits. I groaned as she licked me. She laughed at me with all that she had. It was just exciting. I groaned, hurtling closer and closer to coming. She flicked her tongue over my crown. It was too much. I growled and erupted.
"Mom.
Mystery Keone." She squealed as I splashed her face in my spunk. The pleasure shot out of me. It was so good to have that pleasure screaming through me. I groaned through the bliss. It was so amazing to have it shooting through me. Stars flashed across my vision. I grinned with each eruption. Each spurt of cum slammed bliss through me. It was just an incredible moment. I loved it immensely. I shuddered at the heat that slammed through my body. It was an incredible rush. I loved it so much.
"Yes, yes, yes."
I groaned, my dick spurting more and more cum across her face. "Oh wow, that's so good." I soaked my mother's face in my cum. My dick throbbed between her soft tits. They were just the best breasts. I groaned with each blast of cum. The pleasure crashed into my mind. Stars danced across my vision. It was outstanding. I groaned through so much bliss. Through all that bliss. It was just an incredible moment to have all that ecstasy sweeping through me. I groaned at the heat of this pleasure washing through my mind. I shuddered at the bliss. It was fantastic. I felt so good as I panted. My orgasm hit that peak and the pleasure withdrew. I smiled at Mom as she grinned at me, cum dripping down her golden brown features. She smiled at me, this joy in her eyes. She was so happy thanks to my spunk.
"Damn."
I groaned.
"Oh damn, that was good.
Kakalina and Natalie, come lick her clean."
"Yes, yes."
The two bimbo waitresses squealed. They darted over and attacked the cum on my mom's face. I smiled at her as she beamed up at me. She was going to have all the help that she needed. I was so glad for that. She looked so happy here. I winked at her and rose.
"Well, I know dinner is going to be amazing."
I told her.
"Yes, yes,"
she said before Kakalina kissed her, sharing my cum with her. I was glad for that.
I would get out of their way so they could ready everything for tonight. I was in such a good mood. Just so glad that things were getting done that I headed out of the house stretching. I was glad that Mayan was going to do even better than I could have imagined. I had hit level 2. I was eager to hit level 3. There were some of those amenities that I would love to have. The sauna would be great. The private beach too. Massage parlor. This was turning into a proper Hawaiian resort. Well, an improper and amoral resort. I chuckled at that, eager to have fun. Eager to fuck Mrs. Dale again. That pregnant wife had been so hot to bang. She was here, and I would be able to enjoy her whenever I wanted. This app was the best. Mrs. Shelley Dale. I had enjoyed being fucked by the owner. Mr. Ken had an amazing dick. The Hawaiian stud had fucked my pregnant pussy so hard. And my asshole. That had been so good. I hummed as I slipped out of my room with my husband. I was in my new bikini. It was delicious having my belly swelling above the skimpy bottoms, and the triangles barely covered my engorging breasts. They were getting sore. I was at the limits of when I could travel, but we didn't want the pregnancy to interfere with our vacation. It would probably be our last for years until our baby was older. And my husband hand enjoyed the charms of the bimbo concierge and the bimbo maid. I wasn't concerned. He still loved me. I still loved him. We were on vacation in paradise. It was only right that we got amazing sex. Yes, yes, it felt so right thinking that way. We stepped out into the hot sun and the pool. There were lounge chairs set up and a lifeguard up on the stand. She waved to us in her red, one-piece bathing suit. The standard type that lifeguards always wore. Her tits were big enough for her to star on Baywatch and... is her suit painted on? I asked, watching those breasts heave unencumbered by cloth. Yes, it is. My husband said with a huge smile on his lips. Perv. I said jokingly. Ooh, let me put on your sunscreen and keep your bodies all safety safe from the meanie sun. The bimbo lifeguard offered. Yep, she worked at this resort.
Sure.
I said as she hopped off her stand, her tits smacking together. She raced over. Even her pussy lips were painted red. She was utterly naked, her skin possessing the golden hue of a healthy tan, her blonde hair swaying behind her.
That sounds great. Okie dokie.
She said. Ladies firsty first. I nodded and sat down on one of the chaise lounges. She moved behind me and grabbed up my bottle of sunscreen. She squirted the liquid into her hand. The scent filled my nose. She slapped it onto my shoulder blade and slid down, working it into my skin. She reached the knot, undid it. I gasped as my bikini top now just draped over my heavy breasts. The bimbo lifeguard worked up and down my back as my husband watched on, such lust in his eyes. His cock bulged the front of his swimming trunks. I winked at him as the bimbo lifeguard worked down to my butt cheeks. She smeared them around my lower back, dipping her fingers into my bottoms. She then put more on and hugged me, rubbing her painted tits into my back. I felt the latex body paint as she reached around me. She hummed as she rubbed the oil into my swollen stomach. I groaned as she worked. That felt so good. She massaged my pregnant belly as she worked the lotion into my skin. I groaned at her touch, her nipples poking into my back.
Yes, yes, we have to get you all safety safe.
She purred.
Uh-huh.
I groaned as she worked.
Ooh, that's nice.
So nicey nice. She purred and worked higher.
And we mustn't forget your titties.
My husband groaned as I gasped, enjoying the way her hands massaged my tits. He dug her fingers into my breasts. That felt so good. I groaned as she kneaded them with her special touch. A wave of heat rushed through me. Her fingers pinched my nipples. I gasped at her oily digits massaging me. That was so good. My face twisted in delight. I groaned as she worked, her hands kneading my tits. My pussy clenched at the heat. Her boobs rubbed into my back.
Ooh, such nicey titties.
She cooed.
Yep.
My husband groaned in agreement.
Fuck, that's hot.
I moaned as she squeezed my tits one more time.
Leggy work.
She scrambled over the chaise lounge and knelt before me. She squirted more sunscreen lotion into her hands and rubbed them on my calves.
Got to protect you everywhere.
Yes. Panted my husband, his cock so hard. He watched on in awe. He moved behind the bimbo lifeguard, his eyes burning hot. I shuddered as she worked her hands up my legs. She massaged them with her hands. They were skilled at her touch, sliding up both my calves to my knees. She started at my thighs. I loved her hands rubbing at my legs, sliding around them. She worked higher up them, my pussy getting wetter and wetter. She smiled at me as she worked, the naughty minx. My heart pounded a wild beat. She was good at this. Very good. She slid her hands over my thighs, massaging the outside and the inside as she came closer and closer to my crotch. I shuddered as she reached my bikini bottoms. She grabbed the ties on the hips and pulled. She exposed my trimmed, red bush covering my pussy. She smacked her lips as she rubbed her hands into my skin.
Ooh, now for the pussy.
She squealed and ducked her head beneath my swollen belly and attacked my cunt. I gasped as she licked at me. Her tongue flicked through my folds. I groaned, shuddering at the way she tongued me. She stroked through my folds. I loved it so much. It was just an incredible moment to have her tongue stroking through my folds and brushing my clit.
Shit.
My husband groaned and shoved down his shorts. His cock popped out. He dropped to his knees and pressed his dick into her pussy.
Can I fuck you? Of course you can.
She squealed. Men can't go swimmy with a hard-on.
I'll relieve your hard-on with my pussy.
Yay.
Yes, yes, fuck the slut.
I moaned as she licked at my cunt. I was having a woman eating my pussy. It felt so good. I groaned as she stroked her tongue through my folds. SH was so good at it. This was such an incredible rush to have her lapping at me. My face contorted in delight. She thrust her tongue into my pussy. She swirled around in my twat. I loved how she did that to me. It was just amazing. Her tongue flicked around in my snatch. She drove me wild with that hot tongue. I whimpered, my head tossing.
Oh yes, yes, that's great.
I moaned.
Oh, you're going to make me come.
She moaned her agreement. She licked at me with hunger, her tongue flicking around in me as my husband fucked her cunt. He pumped away at her, grinning at me. I grinned back at Rick, loving that he was enjoying himself, too. I knew I was. That tongue swept up through my fold. She licked at me with such passion. It was incredible having her tongue lapping up and down me like that. I groaned, my thighs clamping down around her. She did such naughty things to me.
Oh wow.
I whimpered.
That's good. That's so good.
Her tongue lapped up and down my folds. It was so good to feel that. I loved the pleasure sweeping through me. My eyes rolled back into my head as she tongued my cunt. My husband grunted, fucking her hard and fast. He plowed into her twat over and over again. He grinned at me as he fucked the bimbo lifeguard's cunt. He fucked her hard and fast. She whimpered into my pussy, her tongue dancing all over my twat. It was such an incredible treat.
Oh, you dirty whore.
I moaned, my hands rubbing over my pregnant belly. It was all slick with the sunscreen lotion.
Yuppers.
The bimbo moaned.
I'm just a hoary slut for you both to use. Yay. Fuck yes.
Rick grunted as he hammered her cunt. He churned her up.
Shit, I'm going to come in your pussy, slut. Woody woot.
She squealed and thrust her tongue into my pussy. She danced around in me. It was so good to have her doing that. I loved her swirling about in me. My face contorted with delight as she did that. She stirred me up. Her forehead rubbed into the bottom swell of my pregnant stomach. She tongued my cunt with such passion. My husband thrust away at her. He gripped her red-painted hips. He plowed into her with all that he had. It was just an amazing thing to experience. I loved it so much. It was fantastic. She feasted on me as he fucked her with passion. My husband plowed into the slut's pussy with all that he had. It was sexy as her tongue wiggled around in me. He drove me wild. I loved every second of this. It was just hot.
Ooh, ooh, that's so good.
I whimpered.
So fucking good.
My husband groaned.
Oh, Shelly, she's so good. So tight and hot. I'm going to come in her.
I winked at my husband, so glad he was getting to have a good time. That tongue stirred through my folds. The bimbo moaned into my cunt. She enjoyed my husband's dick. He wasn't as big as Mr. Keone, though. Not as hung as the owner. I gasped as the bimbo lifeguard licked at my clit. She stroked over my flesh. It felt so good to have her do that. I shuddered, my orgasm building and building. She drove me wild with that hot tongue. I loved every second of her licking at me. She stroked over my butt. She lapped at my little nub. The pleasure built and built. I groaned, my face twisting in delight. She suckled on me. I gasped as she did that. It was just so amazing to have her nursing on my butt.
Oh fuck, that's it.
I gasped.
Oh, that's amazing.
I.
Yes.
I climaxed.my pussy convulsed. Juices gushed out and bathed the bimbo lifeguard's face. My husband fucked deep and hard into her cunt as the rapture swept through me. Stars danced across my vision as I enjoyed my first threesome with Rick. I drowned the slut as she squealed.
Oh fuck, she's coming.
He growled and buried into her cunt.
Yes.
As my husband unloaded in the bimbo's writhing cunt, she tongued me. I loved her licking at me. It felt so good. I shuddered through all that wonderful pleasure. It was amazing to have it sweeping through me. She lapped at me with that naughty tongue. She gathered up my juices as he pumped more and more of his spunk into her pussy. She milked his cock as she drowned in my cunt cream. My hands held my pregnant belly.
Oh yes, yes.
I whimpered.
That's so good. Ooh, that's just amazing. I love it, honey.
My orgasm crested as I saw a black man stride out. He was another guest here and my pussy clenched. He was hung. I shuddered as my husband dumped his load into her. The bimbo slut moaned her delight. I shuddered as the black man grinned at me. I smiled back at him.
Oh, Rick, honey.
I purred.
You should fuck the whore in the ass. Oh, fuck, that's a great idea.
He groaned as I rose to my feet, my body feeling so good. I needed a dick in my pussy. Just not my husband's cock. I walked around the chaise lounge, the sun warm on my protected skin. The black man watched me approach as he stretched out on the lounge chair. He was a buff guy with ebony skin. His cock twitched as he stared at me. I smiled at him as I approached him. He raked his gaze up and down my naked, pregnant body. I couldn't believe I was being so shameless, but this place was bringing out this wanton side of me. The man grinned at me.
You're not one of the bimbos,
he said.
No, just enjoying my vacation with my husband.
I purred as I straddled him. And my husband is busy with the lifeguard, so. I pressed my furred muff on his cock. I was just so horny for him. I rubbed up and down him.
Sure you're not one of the bimbos?
He asked.
Just horny.
I purred as my pussy lips reached the tip of his dick.
Ooh, ooh, fucky my asshole with your amazing dick, guesty poo.
The bimbo moaned. My husband was having his fun,
and I would enjoy this big, black dick. I pressed my pussy lips down him. I groaned as my married, pregnant cunt swallowed another man's cock. My back arched, my pregnant belly thrusting out before me. It was so much fun having other men in my pussy. Hung men. I slid down, and down the black stud's impressive cock. I moaned as his dark hands rubbed over my pale body. I had never been with a black man before.
Oh, yes, yes.
I moaned as I bottomed out on him.
Isn't this resort just amazing?
Yes, it is. He said, grinning at me.
Damn, you got a tight pussy.
My husband's not that big. I said, winking at him. I squeezed my cunt around his glorious dick and slid up him.
Just don't tell him that.
He laughed as I rose and rose up that mighty rod. I climbed to the pinnacle of his ebony dick and plunged back down him. My boobs bounced and pregnant belly quivered. It felt so good to ride the black stud. The chaise lounge creaked as I worked up and down his big cock. It was fantastic. I enjoyed every inch of his dick stretching me out. My pussy ground into his pubic mound. Sparks sizzled from the delight. He groaned, his hands rubbing over my belly. I winked at him as I rode him. He grinned at me as I worked my cunt up and down him. It was so hot to squeeze my married flesh about his ebony rod. It was so good to have that mighty dick in me. I shuddered, my tits bouncing and heaving. It felt so good. I loved it.
Oh, yes, yes, that's it.
I whimpered.
Oh, that's amazing. I loved it. I loved it so much. Shit.
I plunged down his dick and slid back up him. I worked my cunt up and down him, enjoying myself immensely. He groaned, his hands massaging my belly as I rode him. I couldn't wait to have a mighty cum on his cock. I just wanted to have all that pleasure sweeping through me. I would have a wonderful cum. He groaned as my tits heaved. My hot pussy massaged his dick. He stirred me up with all that flesh. I would have a mighty cum. Just a big burst of delight. It would be so incredible to have all that ecstasy sweeping through me.
Oh my, yes.
I whimpered as my orgasm built and built. My clit ground into his pubic bone on every downstroke. My boobs slapped together as I loved this heat swelling through me. I shuddered, hurtling toward the point when I would come on him. I would have a mighty climax. I wiggled my hips from side to side, stirring my cunt around his dick. He groaned as I did that. My husband grunted nearby. He asked, "Fuck the bimbo lifeguard." She moaned out her nonsense words as he enjoyed her.
"Take it," Rick panted. "Take my big dick. It's so biggy big in me," squealed the bimbo. "I love you, dovey it. Not as big as yours."
I moaned to the black stud, keeping my voice soft as I plunged my cunt down his big dick. He grinned at me as I slid back up him. I shuddered, the pleasure swelling in me. I hurtled toward that amazing climax. I would have a big burst of delight. My boobs bounced and heaved as I enjoyed his wonderful cock. My pussy massaged him. My clit burst with sparks. I couldn't take much more of this. My pregnant snatch melt around him. I shuddered, my boobs slapping together. The sun shone down on me. Hawaii was such an amazing place that I plunged down him and gasped out.
"Yes."
I came. My pussy convulsed around his dick. I shuddered, savoring that heat washing through me. Stars flashed across my vision. I loved it as my snatch writhed around his cock. My pregnant twat hungered for his cum to flood me.
"Shit, yes," he growled. "I love this resort."
He spurted his cum into my pussy. I loved his jizz spurting over and over into my cunt. It was just magnificent to feel that spunk erupting over and over into me. A big smile spread on my lips as my pussy milked his dick. I worked out the cum he had in me.
"Yesy, yes, I love you, dovey cumming,"
squealed the bimbo lifeguard.
"Jizzy in my asshole. God, yes."
Rick grunted and erupted. I watched my husband's ass clenching as he dumped his load into her. I loved it. This was so hot. So wild. My boobs slapped together as more and more of the black man's cum flooded my pussy. He filled me up with all that spunk. It was so good to have all that jizz erupting into me. I whimpered, the waves of delight massaging my dick. I shuddered, the heat driving me wild. I groaned, hitting that wonderful peak of pleasure. It was a delight to have it all in me.
"Oh, yes,"
I purred.
"This place is paradise."
Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. The first dinner at my restaurant was on. The restaurant was full. I smiled in delight as I moved through the room, nodding at what I saw. My bimbo waitresses were taking orders, bringing out appetizers, and getting molested. They were always having their asses slapped and tits squeezed. They giggled and loved it. Natalie was seized by the black guy who had checked in. He impaled the redheaded bimbo waitresses on his dick right there at the table. She squealed in delight as she plunged her cunt down him. She looked so happy.
My,
purred Mrs. Dale and her husband.
"Look at that. Didn't you get enough of him at the pool?"
Rick asked.
"You were having all the fun with the bimbo lifeguard,"
Mrs. Dale answered. She wore a sea-green sundress with white seagulls on it.
"You were monopolizing her. The poor man needed some pussy."
"I did," said her husband, smiling with pride.
"I'm glad that Brittany was doing her job,"
I said, motioning them to a table.
"And I am glad you're trying out the restaurant."
They both sat, Rick holding the chair for his wife. I nodded as Kakalina came up to take their orders. With Natalie distracted, I had to wait on some tables myself. Well, it was an owner's job to make sure the customers were happy. I took a plate of lobster to a table of locals. They were eager for it. Especially with two of my bimbo maids beneath the tables, sucking on two of the guys. Enjoy. I told them as I sat out the plates. They grinned and nodded. Kakalina took the Dale's order. They were one of the last people to come in. The black guy dumped his load in Natalie's cunt and paid for the bill. More money was coming in. That was important. I brought some dessert, all made with my mother's breast milk. The dinner was winding down as the Dales soon were the last customers. They were both enjoying the lobster. Mom had set the menu. I was just glad to be here to help her out. They were finishing up the food when I came over to the table.
Oh, that was so good,
moaned Mrs. Dale, the pregnant redhead glancing at me.
MMM, who is your chef?
Why, it's my mother, I said.
Want to meet her?
Sure, she said.
Is she a bimbo too?
My personal bimbo, I said.
Sorry, you can't have her.
I snapped my fingers to Kakalina. Take care of Mr. Dale while I take Mrs. Dale back to meet the chef.
Okie dokie, Mystery Ken.
Kakalina cooed and darted over.
How do you want to fucky me?
As her husband drooled over the gorgeous Kakalina and her big tits, I helped Mrs. Dale stand. I took her back into the kitchen, my dick so hard. It had been a busy time. I was glad that the restaurant was a big success that I took her back to find my mother was cleaning up in her apron. Somehow, it was spotless. Her kitchen was immaculate. She was doing an amazing job keeping up with things. The two bimbo maids were pinching in to wash the dishes.
Ooh, Mystery Kaone, honey, cooed Mom. And who is thisy this? Is she your wifey? She's all preggers.
No, no, just another man's wife, I said.
Mrs. Dale, this is my mom. Such a pleasure to meet you,
Mrs. Dale said.
Your meal was delicious. Ooh, ooh, that's so goody great to hear.
Mom bounced up and down.
Do you want me to give you a sweetie dessert of pussy licking? I'll feasty on your cunt.
Oh my, yes, moaned Mrs. Dale. She shot me a glance.
I just learned how good having a woman eat my cunt out is from your lifeguard.
She pulled her dress off her in a single go, revealing her naked body.
MMM, can I sit here?
She sat on the same chair that I had earlier. Mom grinned and dropped to her knees, so eager to feast on Mrs. Dale's pregnant cunt. The woman did have a delicious one. My eyes fell on Mom's golden brown rump. My dick was so hard as I dropped to my knees that I pressed my cock into Mom's shaved cunt. That had been shocking to find out that Mom was shaved. I pressed my cock into her folds and thrust. She moaned as I did that. Her pussy swallowed my dick. That felt so incredible to have around my cock. My dick throbbed in her grip.
Oh wow, you fuck your mom too, moaned Mrs. Dale. That feels like it should be wrong, but there's nothing wrong in bimbo paradise.
I groaned as I drew back my cock.
Nopey nope,
whimpered Mom, her pussy squeezing down on me. Mrs. Dale smiled at me as Mom licked and lapped at her pussy. This was so hot. I slammed my cock back into Mom's cock. I plunged to her depths, savoring her incestuous grip around me. It was so much fun to pound Mom as she feasted on the married woman's cunt.
Oh yes, yes,
Mrs. Dale moaned out. I loved the sound she made as I fucked my mother's cunt. I buried into her pussy, reveling in the incestuous grip of her cunt. It was fabulous to bury into her. I fucked her hard and fast, my orgasm building fast. The pregnant wife shuddered on the chair, her eyes rolling back in her head. Her big, heavy tits swayed above her pregnant belly. It was so hot to bury into Mom's cunt while staring at those tits. It was just an incredible sight that I thrust in and out of her, hurtling toward that moment when I would dump my cum into her. She squeezed her pussy down around me. She held me tight with her hot cunt. She felt so good about me. The pressure in my balls headed to the bursting point. I couldn't wait to erupt into her cunt. I would flood her with all my jizz.
Oh, Mystery Kaone, you're such a goody son,
Mom moaned.
Yesy, you are. Ooh, ooh, just got the bestiest cock there is.
Oh, he does, Mrs. Dale moaned.
Oh my god, you're going to make me come. Oh, you're such a delicious woman. Yes, yes, that's it.
Mrs. Dale rubbed her hand over her belly as her eyes rolled back in her head. She trembled as the naughty bimbo feasted on her. My mom's cunt clamped down on me. My nuts swelled with the pressure as my balls slapped into her clit. Mom moaned as she tongued the pregnant woman. Mrs. Dale gripped her belly, her face screwing up with bliss. She gasped and bucked in the chair. She squealed out in delight as she climaxed on my mother's face.
Oh fuck yes,
she moaned.
Ooh yummy,
Mom squealed. Her pussy went wild around my dick.
Yummy nummy creamy treats.
Yes, I snarled and buried into Mom's spasming pussy. I erupted that I spurted my cum into her pussy. The pleasure swept through me. Stars flashed across my vision as I dumped more and more of my cum into her snatch. I filled her up with my spunk. I savored the forbidden pleasure of dumping my load into Mom's pussy. She whimpered, her cunt writhing around my dick. She milked me with that hot twat. She moaned into the pregnant wife's pussy. Mrs. Dale shuddered through her own orgasm, her green eyes sparkling as she enjoyed her climax.
Yes,
she moaned as I dumped the last of my cum into Mom's pussy.
Ooh, I hope you saved me some cum. I need to be fucked.
I grinned and ripped out of my mother's pussy. Mrs. Shelley Dale. I buried my face into Mr. Ken's mother's pussy. She gasped in delight, her boobs jiggling. They were so big and soft. A pair of motherly tits. The salty flavor of his cum mixed with the sweet flavor of her pussy. I had never feasted on a woman's pussy. It was spectacular, especially with her son nuzzling into my pussy. He thrust into my bread cunt. My married flesh enjoyed that big dick in me. I savored it. I squeezed my cunt down on his big dick. I loved that mighty rod in me. He gripped my hips and drew back his cock. I moaned in delight as he slammed back into my snatch. He buried to the hilt in me as I licked his cum out of his mother's pussy. It was so good to feast on her sweet snatch. To revel in that wonderful cum spilling out of her depths.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mr. Ken groaned, his massive cock fucking my pussy. I wasn't sure if he or the black guy was bigger. They both had huge dicks that I loved having in my snatch.
Oh damn, that's good.
He fucked me hard and fast. He churned me up with that wonderful dick. My pussy gripped his cock. I loved every second of him fucking me. It was amazing. My pussy massaged the rod he buried into me with such force that he churned me up with his cock. He fucked me and gave me such delight. I licked up all the salty cum spilling out of his mother's pussy. I devoured it. This was such a delicious spunk. The salty flavor soaked my taste buds. I lapped at her pussy as he fucked me. I gathered up all the salty cum I could find. It was so good to lick it out of his mother's sweet depths. The mix of their incestuous juices was perfect. They complemented each other so well.
Oh, that's so yummy.
I moaned as he pounded my married cunt. My boob swayed beneath me.
So tasty. Yuppers.
The bimbo milf as I feasted on her sloppy pussy. I licked up the salty spunk spilling out of her.
My son's cummies are the bestiest best.
Yes.
I moaned, squeezing my cunt down on that big dick. Mr. Ken hammered my cunt as I feasted on his mother. I licked at her twat. I loved devouring her as he fucked me hard and fast. I tongued her pussy, the amount of his cum dwindling. I plunged into her silky depths to find more. It was so much fun to feast on a cream pie as that big dick fucked me. I would never do this back at home, but I was here in bimbo paradise. I didn't have to think about right or wrong here. I just had to enjoy myself, and I was as that big dick fucked me.
Oh yes.
I moaned and suckled on her clit.
Ooh.
She moaned as he fucked me so hard that he churned up my pussy with that mighty dick. My cunt rose toward my climax. I would have a huge one. I couldn't wait for that pleasure to burst through me. I gripped his cock as he plundered my pussy, my tongue dancing around his bimbo mommy's clit.
Oh yes, yes, I'm climaxing.
Yay.
Gasped the bimbo milf. Her sweet pussy cream gushed out and bathed my mouth as her son buried his big dick into my cunt. I gasped in delight at the heat bursting in me. My orgasm swept through me. My pregnant pussy spasmed around my lover's cock.
Yes.
I moaned into the bimbo milf's cunt. My pussy writhed around another man's dick. My pregnant belly quivered as my cunt convulsed around that massive cock. I enjoyed it so much. Mr. Ken buried his mighty rod into my spasming snatch and snarled out in pleasure.
Fuck yes!
He snarled as he erupted. He flooded my pussy with his spunk. I whimpered in delight, licking up his mother's cream as more and more of his cum spurted into me. It was just so great to have all that pleasure spurting into my snatch. It was an incredible rush to have all that pleasure sweeping through me. Stars flashed across my vision. It was an incredible delight that he spurted more and more of his cum into my cunt. I whimpered into his mother's pussy, milking his cock. I loved all of his cum spurting into my married snatch. That was just heavenly. He grunted out in pleasure as he spilled in me.
Ooh, ooh, she's so goody.
Whimpered his mother.
I lovey dovey being your bimbo mommy.
Yes, I love it too, mom.
He groaned as he dumped the last of his cum into my pussy. I shuddered and knew that my stay at the bimbo resort would be amazing. My pussy rippled around that big dick. I shuddered, enjoying so much of that bliss. It was incredible to have all that spunk flooding me. I felt just so glorious that I was glad my husband and I had come here. Our week would be amazing. I just knew it. Especially with black studs and hung owners. Keone, Ken, Kikoa owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. A week had passed with Mayan at level 2. Sadly, Mrs. Dale had left this morning, but I was making money. $2,200 a night if all 6 rooms are booked for a total of $15,400 a week. I would make extra too, as more locals use the restaurant. Still, I needed $1,100 to upgrade. I was looking at the decor options. Things I could buy to boost the amount of money I could charge for the services. An investment now that would pay off in the long run. Chapter 07 Hot Wife Enjoys the Bimbo Amenities. Keone, Ken, Kikoa owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. With all the rooms in my inn fully booked, my bimbos were often engaged pleasing the customers even in the middle of the night. There were some horny men that had to fuck my bimbo maids and bimbo waitresses and bimbo lifeguard and bimbo concierge constantly. Only my mom, the bimbo cook, was off limits. I made sure of that, which was why I often only had my mom in my bed at night. Not that I minded only enjoying her taboo flesh. She had big, soft tits that I loved to play with when I fucked her. I slid my hands up her body right now, my dick nuzzling into her shaved pussy. She wore the most loving and empty-headed smile as I squeezed those big udders. Milk splashed across my face. It was such a good treat to enjoy. I loved the milk spilling down my lips. Mom giggled in delight as I pressed my dick slowly into her pussy. I sank into her forbidden depths, reveling and penetrating into my mother's pussy. She birthed me. She swallowed me with that tight snatch. I groaned with the silky delight of her incestuous pussy devouring my dick. This was where I belong. I groaned in delight at that hot pussy wrapped around my dick. She felt so amazing around my dick. I groaned in delight as I kneaded her tits,
Milk splashed across my features. I loved that delight as I bottomed out in her cunt. She shuddered on the bed in the room behind my office. Her pussy clamped down on me. She gave me such pleasure. It was a joy to be in her. I was so glad for it.
Ooh, my son's biggy dick is backy in me where it belongy belongs.
She moaned, her pussy clamping down on me.
Yesy sir, Mystery Keone.
Everyone called me Ken but Mom. Well, she did pick the name. I guess that gave her right. I drew back my cock, reveling in Mom's silky grip on my dick. She massaged me with that wonderful touch. I slammed back into her pussy. I buried deep and hard into her cunt. It was so good to have her gripping me like that. I plunged my dick into her cunt. I fucked her hard and fast. I fucked her with all that I had. It was so good to pound her cunt like this. I fucked her with force. It was so good to bury into her with such passion.
Oh my god, yes!
She moaned as I did that.
Oh yes, yes, just like that. It's so good. Just so delicious.
Yep. I groaned, fucking her hard and fast. I pounded her with all that I had. It was so delicious to fuck her with force.
That's it. That's so good. So good.
She whimpered.
Oh, that's so goody great.
I pounded her cunt with all that I had. I loved her pussy squeezing down around me. It was so good to have her pussy massaging me. I loved pounding into her cunt with force. I plundered her cunt with all that I had. I was a delight. A treat. I buried into her again and again. She squeezed down on me. She held me tight with her pussy. I loved every second of it fucking my bimbo mom's cunt. I reveled in it. I savored that delight as I thrust away at her cunt. I fucked her with force. I pounded her twat with all that I had. It was a delight to bury into her snatch. I fucked her cunt with passion. It was so hot to thrust away at her. I fucked her with all that I had. It was just a delight to bury into her again and again. I loved doing that to her. I enjoyed every last second of thrusting away at her cunt.
Mystery Keone, you're the bestiest bestie son a mommy could want with a huge cock that makes your mommy's pussy all goody and greedy and hotty and juicy and greedy.
She moaned.
Good, mom.
I panted, savoring the incestuous grip of her pussy. I fucked deep and hard into her cunt. I thrust away at her with all that I had, hurtling toward that moment when I would come in her. She whimpered with my every thrust. It was so good to do that to her. I pounded with force. I fucked her cunt with such passion, my nuts slapping into her twat. The need to come built in my balls. It was a delight to feel her gripping me. It was just an incredible rush to fuck her twat with that passion. She felt so good around me. I loved it as I buried into her snatch.
Yes, yes, yes.
I moaned.
Fuck, mom. Yesy, yes, fucky mommy.
She moaned.
That's what every goody boy should do to his lovey-dovey mommy.
Sure thing. I fucked my mom. I loved her pussy with force. It was such a rush to bury into her twat. I savored that delight. I buried to the hilt in her snatch. I fucked her with force. It was so good to have that hot twat around my dick. She felt just perfect. I was in heaven here. I thrust deep and hard into her cunt, my nuts slapping into her taint. She felt so good around me. Just perfect. I loved that delicious treat. I fucked her with force. I pounded her twat with all that I had. It was a delight to fuck her. I pounded her with passion. I buried my dick into her incestuous depths and squeezed her tits. More milk squirted into the air and splashed my face. The sweet flavor of her cream was such a delight to enjoy. I was glad for it. I plunged deep and hard into her cunt. I fucked her with just everything that I did. It was an absolute blast. I fucked her with passion. I slammed my dick to the hilt in her cunt. It was glorious to bury into her snatch with all that I had.
Yesy yes.
She moaned, her pussy squeezing down on my cock.
My son's biggie dick. I'm gonna cummy on you, Mystery Keone. Yepers, I am. Ooh, ooh, yay.
Her pussy went wild around my cock. I groaned at the heat spasming around me. It was so delicious having my mother's cunt squeezing about me. Just a delight to have that passion gripping me. I was just so excited about it. That was just a delight to have her gripping me.
Shit.
I groaned and plowed into her snatch hard.
Mom!
I erupted. I spurted my incestuous seed into Mom's cunt. It was just the best. I loved that amazing twat rippling around me. She suckled at me with all that she had. It was just awesome as I dumped my load into her.
Ooh, ooh, Mystery Keone's hottie seed in my pussy. You're gonna all knocky me up.
Maybe. I groaned. The idea of breeding my mother was such a delicious prospect. I spurted more and more of my cum into her pussy. I filled her with joy. I flooded her with every last spurt of my cum. It was a beautiful thing to erupt into her cunt again and again. I filled her twat with my spunk. It was glorious.
Shit.
I groaned as I erupted one final time.
Damn, mom. That was so goody great.
She squealed as I rolled off her. I landed on my back and snagged my phone off the stand. I wanted to buy some more decor with the money I made today. The more little things, like some decorative plants for the lobby, the more I could charge for the room. It was a small expense now that would pay for itself and way more in the long room. I bought some nude paintings for the rooms. Delicious portraits of the bimbos. Then I bought a few palm trees for outside. I checked the stats. That brought me up to making $650 a night for the room, so up to $2,800 a night if I was fully booked. I would also make extra from the restaurant. Now I made $20,000 to $21,000 a week.
With my expenses, I was projecting to make $79,500 for the month. That was great. I was getting closer to the $100,000, plus more to actually do the remodel, to upgrade my inn to level 3. I couldn't wait for that. Mom slept beside me as I thought about what upgrades I would take. What new amenities I would offer. I was up long into the night making plans. My bimbos returned to sleep after showering. Tomorrow would be another day. Mrs. Carly Tempest.
Bimbo Paradise Inn? I demanded as my husband drove the rental car from the airport.
That's what you chose.
Well, I thought it sounded fun.
Jared said, his shoulders hunched.
Last time I let you choose. I muttered.
And don't expect any vacation sex now. I thought it would get you in the mood.
He said as he reached our destination. The sign was ahead. The inn looked small. 2 stories. It barely qualified. The palm trees out front were nice, though I rolled my eyes as he turned into the driveway. I shifted, my anger vanishing as he came closer.
Okay, maybe it wasn't the worst place to stay. It did have a nice decor to the place.
He parked, and we climbed out of the car. I made him take the luggage. I stared at the palm trees. They were nice. The sliding glass doors whisked open for us. That was smooth. Maybe this wasn't the worst place in the world. I could only hope.
Pray.
My husband headed up to the front desk. The woman there had big tits shown off by her corset-like top. Her nipples were bare, hard and dark brown. She was a local girl. Her tie fell between them. She flashed my husband a bright smile and leaned forward to let her boobs dangle over the counter. She was showing them off to him. Shouldn't I care about that? I instead smiled at the fern in the corner. Some lovely plants decorated the lobby that giving it a very lush and vibrant vibe.
I liked it.
I glanced back at my husband. He had his elbow leaned on the counter and was cupping the concierge's naked tit. He squeezed her boob while the whore giggled.
That's just one of the many lushy perky perks you get for staying with us, mystery.
She arched an eyebrow.
Tempest.
Jared Tempest. He said like he was James Bond.
Ooh, nicey nice. Said the bimbo. Let's just checky the computery thingy.
She tapped loudly on the keyboard.
Yay. You have a reservation and a room that you get to stay in. That means you can do thingies to me like fucky me and licky me and jizzy on me. Isn't that needy?
So neat. My husband said. Did she just say fuck? And jizz? Like he could jizz on her? Just what sort of place was this? Shouldn't I be mad? But it didn't bother me at all if my husband did anything with the trollop. Not one bit. I just hummed and turned to see a man in a pair of khaki shorts and some lay flowers around his neck. He smiled at me, an islander with golden brown skin and such a handsome smile. And my pussy melted as he said.
Aloha.
He took off the lays and placed them around my neck.
Aloha.
A smile spread wide on my lips.
It's so great being here. Isn't it?
He asked.
I'm Ken, the owner. Care for a tour?
Sure. I said as the concierge darted out from behind the counter, dropped to her knees, and pulled down my husband's shorts. She swallowed his dick as Ken placed his hand on my ass and guided me. I shuddered, finding myself pressed against him. His hand felt so nice on my rump. I just breathed in the vibe here. I smiled at my husband as he wore a huge grin while getting blown. Ken led me from the lobby, his hand squeezing my ass through my shorts as we walked. My cunt was growing hotter and hotter. I bet he liked blondes. Every guy loved a blue-eyed blonde with nice boobs. Mine weren't as big as that hussy sucking on my husband's cock, but they were still perky.
So you really own this place?
I asked as we headed down a hallway to glass doors that led out to a small pool area.
Yep, he said. Been a dream of mine to own a resort, and thanks to the bimbos, I attract customers all the time.
Like that slut sucking on my husband's dick right now? I asked.
Ayalana is a delicious bimbo, he said, nodding. She runs the front desk for me. She'll take care of your husband.
He pushed open the door onto the pool and motioned to the lifeguard on her stand.
That's Brittany. She's another bimbo.
Yay, a new guesty poo, squealed the busted blonde lifeguard. She wore a red one piece. No, the bathing suit was body paint. Her large tits jiggled in an obscene way, her nipples poking out hard. She had skin tanned and hair bleached by the sun.
So goody great, Mystery Ken.
Brittany climbed off her tower and darted over to us. She threw her arms around me and kissed me on the mouth. I groaned, my lips melting to hers as Ken squeezed my rump. He needed my ass. I shuddered. This was so insane and wonderful.
Ooh, you can't go swimming with your clothes on, silly goosey goose. The bimbo said when she broke the kiss.
Oh yeah. I said dazed.
Swimming? The bimbo ripped off the tank top I wore.
The lays came off, fluttering to the ground. The bimbo threw my tank top on the bench. I blinked at that. She slid her hands around me and unhooked the gray bra I wore.
Nothing special. Just a comfortable bra to wear while traveling.
Now those shorty shorts. The bimbo dropped to her knees, her painted tits heaving. She smiled at me as she unsnapped my shorts and yanked them down. I trembled as she did that. This was such a wild place. I couldn't believe it.
And the panties.
Those came off next. I was suddenly naked with the sun on my breast and back. My blonde hair swayed as Ken nodded, a big bulge in the front of his pants.
Oh my, was he hung?
He felt like he was hung. I shuddered as the bimbo lifeguard grabbed a bottle of sunscreen. Just lie down, and I'll rub you down.
Oh sure.
I said and lay on the chaise lounge on my belly,
The sunscreen was squirted onto my back. I shuddered at the feel of it. Then her hands rubbed my flesh. It was such a delight to feel her hands working up and down my back. She hummed as she worked, sounding so happy.
Protect you the back from the meanie sun so you don't get ready burns all over your hottie body. She sang. Such a wonderful resort. She moved lower and lower down to my butt cheeks.
I couldn't believe that I was naked before a man who wasn't my husband while a bimbo in body paint rubbed sunscreen into my back. And to my ass. She rubbed my butt.
Protect you they butt cheeks that are all plumpy and softy, and so much funny to squeeze.
She cooed out I loved her squeezing my ass. Then hands were rubbing at my legs. Those belonged to a man. To Mr. Ken. The owner. His touch felt so good on my bare legs. I shuddered, this heat washing through me. It felt so wicked to have him massaging me like that. Just such a naughty thing to be experiencing. I loved it.
Pleasey please, roll over so I can lotion your titties.
Said the bimbo lifeguard as she straddled me. I rolled over to see her red painted ass before my face. She was over my stomach. She squirted the sunscreen on my lower belly. On my pubic mound. I had shaved my pussy and left a landing strip of hair leading down to it. A surprise for Jared. I shuddered as those fingers rubbed at my pubic mound, so close to the folds of my pussy. Ken started rubbing at my feet. I groaned as his thumbs massaged my soles. That felt so good as the bimbo lifeguard backed up. She slid her rump over my tits as she worked up my stomach. I trembled as her back came closer and closer to my lips. I smacked them, eager for that moment to happen. This was so wild. I couldn't believe she was getting closer and closer until her pussy was right over my face while she massaged my tits. Oh God. I moaned as she rubbed at my boobs. I stared at her pussy, her vulva painted as red as the rest of her. Her outer labia parted, though, revealing her pink inner folds. The sweet aroma of her pussy filled my nose. I couldn't believe this was happening.
Oh, that's good. You have such nicey boobies that we have to protect you from the naughty sun. Squealed the bimbo.
Hmm. I purred in agreement as she rubbed my tits, her fingers brushing my nipples. Ken's hands swept up my legs. He was working higher and higher. I spread them for him, my married pussy so wet. I shuddered as his touch climbed higher and higher until he was nearly at my pussy. His fingers brushed my vulva, then his lips kissed at my cunt.
Yes.
I gasped as another man licked at my pussy. I was cuckolding my husband with Ken and did not care.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, yes. Squealed the bimbo lifeguard as she planted her sweet cunt on my face. I had a pussy on my lips. Juices soaked through my mouth. Sweet and delicious. I tongued her. I licked and lapped at her with all that I had. I stroked through her flesh as Ken ate me.
I had never devoured hot cunt before, but I loved feasting on the bimbo's snatch as he licked me. She tasted so good as her hands kneaded my boobs. Pleasure rippled from my tits to my cunt being devoured by another man. I squeezed my thighs around Ken's face. It felt so good having that tongue licking at me. It was just a delight to have him flicking through my folds. I moaned into Brittany's pussy. I devoured the bimbo's cunt with passion. I licked and lapped at her. I enjoyed this passion. She moaned on me, her painted ass clenching before my face. She squirmed back and forth as I tongued her. I licked through her folds, loving the taste of her pussy. She had such a yummy cunt. Just a delight to enjoy. She whimpered as I thrust my tongue into her cunt. She moaned, squirming on my face. Her passion echoed through the air as Ken devoured my cunt. He licked around in my own snatch. It was just a beautiful thing.
Oh my God!
I moaned into her pussy.
Yes!
Growled Ken as he feasted on me. He plunged his tongue into my snatch. He swirled around in me and drove me wild with that tongue. He knew just how to devour me. How to love me. It was a beautiful thing to experience. I shuddered as he stroked to my clit. I squealed in delight and found the bimbo lifeguard's clit. I licked at her. I tongued her with all that I had. It was so good to do that to her. To flick my tongue around her bud like that. She whimpered as I did. Her back arched.
Yes, yes, yes.
She moaned.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. You're driving me wild.
I suckled hard on her clit. I nursed with all my might on her bud. It was just so much fun to do that as Ken tongued my own. The need to come swelled in me. I hurtled toward that moment. It was just so good. My eyes rolled back in my head. I would have a big cum. Just a hard climax. I shuddered as I suckled at her clit. I nursed hard on her. She trembled as I did that. She squirmed on me as I flicked my tongue across her folds. I enjoyed licking her like that. She whimpered, her butt cheeks jiggling. My orgasm swelled so fast as I flicked my tongue around her clit like Ken did to mine. He drummed mine with such skill.
Yes, yes, guesty poo!
The bimbo cried out as she came. Her bleached blonde hair swept around her shoulders as her sweet juices spilled out of her pussy and soaked my mouth. It was such a delight to have her drowning me. I groaned, licking at her cunt. I enjoyed every wonderful moment of this passion. It was so good to have her gushing juices drowning me.
Yes.
I moaned, my own orgasm bursting through me. I squirted passion. My pussy convulsed so hard, I felt my juices flooding out of my cunt and into Ken's mouth. Another man gave me pleasure. It was such a rush to have all that bliss sweeping through me. I shuddered, moaning into the lifeguard's cunt.
Yippee-yay!
She moaned, her painted ass clenching before my face.
Such a goody great cummy!
I could only moan in agreement as I licked her pussy. I tongued her cunt. I licked her pussy with passion. I stroked through her folds.
She gasped as I did that, her juices spilling into my mouth. Waves of delight washed out of my cunt and drowned my thoughts. I loved that pleasure. It was so good to have it sweeping through me. I shuddered on my back, the pleasure washing through my thoughts. It was just a great time. I was so happy for it. Stars flashed across my vision as I groaned.
Ooh, that was so goody greedy good.
The bimbo lifeguard moaned as she slipped off my face.
Yes, yes, now you have to be protected in your pussy too, by Mystery Ken's big dick.
I don't think that will protect me. I groaned. That might cause other issues. He was already on me. He had pulled out his golden brown dick while he had been eating my snatch. He was hung. My eyes widened as he lowered himself on me. I shuddered as he draped his body over me. My own island lover.
Yes.
I moaned as he pressed his cock against my married cunt. I didn't care that he thrust into me. My pussy welcomed him in. It was so good to have that big dick sliding into my snatch. He felt so good as he stretched me out. I groaned at that heat. It was so delicious to have him in me. He kissed me with his lips soaked in my spicy cream on his lips that I moaned, melting into his lips. It was so good to make out with him like that. I shuddered beneath him as he thrust away at me. He fucked me with that hard dick. He buried into me with all that he had. It was so good to have him fucking me. I loved every moment of him. The owner of the inn made love to me. It felt so good to have him do that. I groaned as he thrust in and out of my cunt. He buried deep and hard into my pussy. It was so good to have him do that. I shuddered as he plowed to the hilt in me. It was just a delight to have his dick burying into me. It was so good to savor that wonderful cock fucking me. He pounded my snatch with such powerful strokes. I groaned, my cunt squeezing down on him. It was just a delight to have him doing that. I shuddered, my eyes rolling back in my head.
Yes, yes, yes.
I whimpered as he thrust into me.
Shit, that's good.
I know. He groaned, thrusting away at my cunt. He fucked my pussy with such force.
Damn, you're so tight. You don't even know my name.
I whimpered.
No, I don't. He said. That makes it so hot. I love fucking married women.
He kissed me. My lips melted to his again. I held him tight, my breasts rubbing into his chest. My nipples throbbed as his cock buried into me with force. He pounded me with all that he had. It was just so good to have his dick burying into me. He fucked deep and hard into my snatch. I loved that so much. He buried into me with all that he had. It was just so good to have him do that. He plowed to the depths in me. He fucked me with such passion. It was so good.
Yes, yes, yes.
I whimpered as he buried into me.
Oh, that's so good. That's just amazing.
He kissed me with passion. My fingers raked down his back. It was just delicious to have his cock pounding my snatch. He made me feel so good. The chaise lounge creaked beneath me as he buried into my cunt again and again. I made out with him, loving the feel of him on me. In me. I was such a dirty wife. It was just incredible to have that big dick fucking me. He was so much larger than my husband. He made me shiver in delight. I broke the kiss and moaned.
It's Mrs. Tempest. Mrs. Tempest.
He growled.
Yes, yes, I can feel that passion brewing in you. Waiting to howl out of you.
Yes. I squeezed my cunt down on him, loving the feel of his dick thrusting away at me. He fucked me with such force. He pounded me with all that he had. It was so good to feel him burying into me like that. I savored every last second of it. He pounded my cunt with force. He thrust into me over and over again. It was so good to have him do that to me. I loved it. He buried into me with such passion. He pounded my cunt with all that he had. I shuddered, my pussy clamping down on him.
Yes, yes, yes.
I moaned.
Oh, that's so good. That's just amazing. Oh Lord, that's just so good.
He fucked me. He pounded me with passion. I hurtled toward that wonderful moment when I would come. I shuddered, my pussy massaging him. He was so thick. So huge. He plunged to the hilt in me. I gasped in delight. My orgasm burst in me. I clawed his back as my cunt writhed around his dick. The heat rushed through me. I trembled through this bliss. Stars flashed across my vision. I loved every last second of the rapture gushing out of my cunt. It was such a wonderful rush to have him pounding me.
Yes.
He grunted.
Mrs. Tempest.
Another man erupted into my cunt. I shuddered as he spurted blast after blast of his cum into my pussy. My cunt writhed around him. That felt so good. I shuddered beneath him as my snatch milked him. He could be breeding me. Just knocking me up. That thought burned through me. He pumped more and more of his cum into me as I gasped out.
Yes, yes, fill me up. Fuck yes, Mrs.
Tempest. The stud growled. He kissed me again as he dumped his load into my pussy. My married twat writhed around him. I shuddered beneath him, loving this pleasure rushing through me.
It was excellent. I was so glad for it. I loved every last second of spurting into her. It was just incredible to flood her with my jizz. I spurted over and over into her cunt. I filled her up with my spunk. It was an incredible moment to have all that pleasure rushing through me.
Stars flashed across my vision. Damn. He grunted as he broke the kiss and fired the last of his seed into my pussy. Damn, that's good. That's so good. So good. I whimpered. He pulled out of me and the delicious bimbo lifeguard smacked her lips. She was lying on another chaise lounge, her big boobs piled into a pair of red mounds. She looked like she wanted to eat my pussy full of his cum.
Can I?
I asked, glancing at Ken. Sit on her face? He grinned at me and pulled out of her cunt. She's here to be used by the guests. That's her job. And to keep them safe, he's safe. She said and licked her plump lips. Come and sitty on my face, Mrs. E. Tempest.
Yay.
I shuddered and rose. Cum dripped out of my pussy as I darted to her and straddled her head. I planted my pussy on her face, my cum leaking out of my cunt and into her mouth. It was such a good delight to have her licking me. She stroked her tongue through my folds. I shuddered as she did that. My eyes rolled back in my head. I loved her caressing me with such passion. She licked and lapped at me with all that she had. It was a joy to have her caressing me. Just such a treat, she tongued my cunt with passion. She licked at my snatch with such force. I groaned as she did that. I loved her flicking through my folds. My back arched and tits jiggled as she feasted on me. Ken moved up behind me. He knelt on the back of the chaise lounge. I blinked as his cock pressed into my butt crack. I was surprised that he was doing that. He found my butthole and thrust against it. I shuddered as he did that. He stretched me out.
Yes.
I groaned as my anal ring stretched before him. I can't believe you're doing that. I would never let my husband do that. It's bimbo paradise. He said. Every woman gets to be slut here even if she's not an airhead. I shuddered as his hands cupped my breasts. He squeezed them and thrust harder against my back door. My anal ring widened more. I shuddered, the cum spilling out my cunt into the bimbo lifeguard's mouth. She tongued me, licking it all up. That felt so good as my anal ring surrendered. He popped his cock into my asshole. I shuddered as he sank into me. It was just a delight to feel his cock sliding into my bowels. I groaned, my eyes rolling back in my head.
Yes.
I moaned as he bottomed out in me.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes, it is. He growled, squeezing my tits. His dick filled up my asshole. He felt so good in me. I loved it. I savored that wonderful dick in me. He drew back his cock. My asshole massaged him. The pleasure swept through me as he slammed back into me. He buried his dick into my bowels. He fucked me fast and hard. He plowed into me with such force. It was good to feel that delicious dick fucking me hard. He pounded me with all that he had. It was so good to have him fucking my asshole while I ground my cunt on the whore's cunt. She licked at me with such passion as I whimpered. The two delights melted through me. That big dick plowed into my asshole. My bowels clamped down on him as he churned me up. Bimbo paradise was so amazing. I like being a slut while on vacation. I moaned, savoring that big dick fucking me.
Yes, you do.
He growled, his fingers pinching my nipples. I shuddered as he did that. My bowels clamped down on him. The heat melted to my pussy being licked by the bimbo slut. She tongued me with such passion. I loved the way she devoured me as he hammered my asshole. His fingers rolled my nipples. Pleasure shot down to my cunt. It felt so good for him to do that. I loved every last second of him fucking me. He buried to the hilt in my snatch. It was just a delight to pound his asshole.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned, savoring that wonderful treat.
Oh, you're just so good.
Thank you. Squealed the bimbo lifeguard. I'm just so goody at taking care of the guesty poos.
Yes, yes.
I whimpered as she thrust her tongue into my depths. She swirled around in me. It was so hot to have her stirring me up. It was just a delight to feel her doing that. It was good. She knew what she was doing to me. I groaned, my eyes rolling back in my head as she did that to me. I enjoyed it immensely. I loved the feel of her lapping at my cunt. It was so good to have her doing that. Just amazing to have her licking my twat. I groaned in passion. This was a treat. A real thrill to have her lapping at me. She drove me wild.
Yes, yes, yes.
I moaned.
Oh wow, that's good. That's so good.
You're doing such wicked things to me.
And you, Ken.
Oh, my asshole loves your big dick. Such a biggie dick. Squealed the whore as he fucked me. He squeezed my tits. I shuddered as he did that, his cock burying into my asshole. I rose toward my orgasm. That naughty slut danced her tongue around in my pussy. She flicked about in me. I groaned as she did that. She scooped out more of his cum. She wanted every drop. I whimpered, turning my head and kissing Ken over my shoulders. I was being such a slutty wife. It was so hot to have that big dick fucking me. He pounded my anal sheath with such passion that he drove into me again and again. It was just a delight to have him doing that. I loved him burying into my anal sheath. It was just a delight to have him fucking my anal sheath. It was a delight. A wonderful and delicious treat. The slut licked my clit. I bucked in delight at what she did. It was just such a naughty thing for her to do. I loved it. I savored that delight. It was just wild. He fucked my anal sheath with such force. He pounded my asshole with all that he had as she nibbled on my butt. I broke the kiss and gasped out.
Oh yes.
My orgasm burst through me. My asshole spasmed around his thrusting dick as my pussy juices gushed into the bimbo's mouth. She squealed in delight as I drowned her in my spicy cunt cream. I trembled in Ken's arms. He squeezed my tits as he buried his dick into my asshole.
Fuck yes.
He growled. His cum erupted.
Mrs. Tempest.
The man fired blast after blast of his cum into my bowels. It was a wild thing to feel. I loved every second of it. This rapture swept through me. It was pure delight. I groaned at the heat washing through me. A big smile spread on my lips. It was just a wonderful moment. My eyes rolled back into my head as more and more of that cum flooded my bowels. It was just a treat. I savored every wonderful moment of that cum spurting into me. It was just so good. I was in heaven here. He spurted more and more of his cum into my asshole as the slut feasted on my cunt. She licked at my twat with all that she had. I shuddered on her, my eyes rolling back in my head. This was such a glorious moment.
Oh, wow.
I groaned.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes. He growled and spurted the last of his cum into my asshole. So goody good, Mrs. C. Tempest. Purred the bimbo. She licked at my cunt. I shuddered as Ken ripped his cock out of my asshole. I threw a look over my shoulder and witnessed the size of his cock again. That had just been in my back door. This wanton sensation washed over me. I shuddered and climbed off the bimbo. I sank before him and grabbed his dick. I opened my mouth wide and swallowed him. He groaned as I did that. His eyes burned hot as I tasted my own sour asshole on his dick. The dirty flavor made my twat clench. Cum leaked out of my well-fucked asshole. I shuddered as I suckled on him. I groaned in delight. It was so good to suckle on him. I bobbed my head, working my mouth up and down his dick. It was just a joy to nurse on her like this. I polished him as he slid his fingers through my blonde hair. It was so wild. The sour flavor of my asshole was so dirty. So nasty. I loved it. I moaned around him as he smiled at me. He reveled in me acting like a complete slut. I loved working my mouth up and down his cock. I flicked my tongue around him as I brought him closer and closer to coming.
You're going to get such a big mouthful of cum.
He growled. I wanted that so much. I bobbed my head. I worked my mouth up and down that big dick. It was such a thrill to suckle on him like this. He groaned as I did. My tongue swept over his cock. He groaned as I blew him with all my might. My cheeks hollowed. The sour flavor of my asshole faded. That dirty taste was vanishing. I danced my tongue around his crown. It was just such a delight to have her working my lips up and down his big, brown dick. It was so delicious to taste his pre-cum. Just such a treat. I wanted the real thing, though. I stared up at him and moaned around his cock. I was so ready to have all that spunk spurting into my mouth. I moaned as I loved him. My hands gripped his hips. He was such a stud, handsome, strong. He must fuck so many wives that stayed at his inn. They were all so lucky. My husband could fuck all the bimbo trollops he wanted. I was enjoying this big dick while I was staying here. I nursed on him.
Fuck!
He growled.
That's it.
He must be close. The salty flavor of his precum was so strong. I swirled my tongue around the crown of his dick. His face twisted with pleasure. The bimbo lifeguard squealed behind me, jumping up and down as she felt it, too.
You naughty wife!
Roared Ken.
Yes.
His dick erupted into my mouth. Spurt after spurt of his cum flooded my mouth. I loved that salty cum splashing against the back of my throat. It was so good to have spilling down my throat. I loved it. I savored that delight. It was so good to taste. I swallowed every last drop. I gulped down all that cum. It was just a delight to have all that spunk flooding down my throat. I swallowed it all. I loved it all gushing into my mouth. It was a hot delight. I felt so good having all that spunk spurting into my mouth. He grunted with each eruption.
Yes.
He growled. I loved gulping down his cum. His jizz was just so good. He fired the last of his spunk into my mouth. I loved it pouring down my throat. I knew that my stay here at the bimbo paradise and would be amazing. I was so glad that my husband had chosen it for our vacation. Just so happy. This place was a blast. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I placed my cock against Mrs. Tempest's pussy lips. She was bent over the table in the restaurant. Kakalina, the bimbo waitress, rode her husband's cock. I loved the hot kiss of the hot wife's snatch on mine. She threw a look over her shoulder.
Fuck me.
She moaned.
Dump your cum in me.
Yes, yes, flood my wife. Moaned her husband. I buried my cock to the hilt in Mrs. Tempest's pussy lips. She squeezed her cunt down around me. I loved having her gripping me. It was just such a delight. I pounded her cunt with all that I had. It was just such a thrill to fuck her. She had been here 3 nights, and I had enjoyed her greatly. I had dumped my load into her pussy over and over again. I don't know if I would breed her, but it would be hot if I did. That idea burned through my mind as I fucked her pussy again and again. I pounded her with passion. Kakalina worked up and down her husband's smaller cock as she moaned out her pleasure. My hands slid around and cupped her tits through her blouse. She had her skirt bunched around her waist as I fucked her pussy again and again.
Oh God, I love having your big dick in me, Ken.
She moaned.
Oh Jared, he's so much bigger than you. Just the biggest dick in the woolly world.
Kakalina moaned as she rode Mr. Tempest. I pounded Mrs. Tempest with that big dick, her pussy gripping me. The pressure to come grew in my balls that slapped against her clit. The blonde wife tossed her head as I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her cunt, loving her pussy. She felt so good around me. Just so amazing to have gripping my dick. I loved every last second of that hot snatch. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her cunt with force. I pounded her twat hard. I fucked her with so much passion.
I'm going to come.
I whimpered.
Me too's.
Kakalina moaned.
Yes, yes, on your hubby's nicey dick.
I grinned. Nice. Not big or thick, but nice. I slammed my large cock into Mrs. Tempest's married pussy. She clamped down on me, moaning. Her tan butt cheek jiggled. She was getting a nice one. She was enjoying the pool, and the bimbo lifeguard. Oh my fucking god!
She moaned, her pussy convulsing around my dick.
Yes, yes, your wife is coming like a whore on my dick!
I growled and erupted into her pussy.
Like a whore, honey!
Mrs. Tempest howled that I spurted my cum into her pussy. I flooded her twat with all that jizz. It was so good to fill her womb with my cum. Jared groaned as Kakalina squealed. The bimbo waitress milked the customer's cock as his wife snatched writhed around my dick. I spurted blast after blast of my cum into her pussy. It was so good to do that. Just so amazing to have all that pleasure sweeping through me. It was incredible to have the ecstasy shooting through me. I grunted with each blast. It was so good to fill her twat up with my spunk. I groaned with each blast of cum I fired into her cunt. I filled her to the brim with jizz. It was just a delight. A rush to have all that pleasure firing through me. It was outstanding, just amazing.
Fuck!
I groaned.
Oh fuck, that's good.
It was a delight to spurt all that cum into her snatch. I loved every last second of that delight. It was so good to have all that pleasure rushing through me. I groaned with the heat. It was a pure delight to flood her snatch with force. Just amazing to have all that pleasure washing through me.
Damn!
I groaned as she milked me.
Oh yes, yes, fill me to the brim with that cum!
She moaned.
Breed me!
I groaned and spurted the final blast of my jizz into her pussy. I felt so good as I did that. It was a pure joy to have all that bliss buzzing through my body. I was just in heaven here. Just feeling so damned good that I sucked in a deep breath. It was a joy to have all that bliss washing through me. I panted as she purred in delight. I shoved my hands into my pants pocket. They were around my thighs. I pulled out my phone. Mrs. Carly Tempest.
You're always checking your phone.
I purred as he pulled out of me.
Just seeing how much money I made for dinner.
He said absently. He swiped at his screen.
I'm so close to upgrading my into level 3.
He froze.
Level 3?
She asked.
What does that mean?
He stared at me.
Want to stay the night in my room?
Yes. I moaned.
And we can talk all about upgrading your ins level.
I blew Jared a kiss.
Night, honey. I'm spending the night with Ken again.
Sure, sure. Panted Jared as I smoothed down my skirt. Come trickling down my thigh, I walked out with Ken, hoping his mother would join us again. I loved this resort. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.